Hello, I'm Alison Larkin, writer, comedian, narrator, and host of the Jane Austen podcast. Join me as we embark on a journey through Austen's timeless stories, starting with Pride and Prejudice. The Jane Austen podcast with Alison Larkin is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Season 2 of Mother May I Sleep With Podcast, the only podcast dedicated exclusively to Lifetime original movies. I'm your host, Molly McAleer.
So if you want to be with me, you'll have to take me as I am.
You guys, it's the finale. It's the closing episode of Mother May I Sleep With Podcast. And I should just at the top of the podcast, I keep like saying, like, we have Patreon. Just look it up. Like, I keep doing this like this is your job. I'm just going to tell you what the Patreon is. It's patreon.com/MMISWP. So go check that out if you want to donate to the show, because that's how we're going to make season 3. I'm working to see if I can get you some Lifetime money. Me some Lifetime money so I can do this.
Girl, they barely put Lifetime money into Fat Like Me.
No, girl, no. All of my money went to Steven. Really? I broke even. I'm breaking even on this podcast. Like, this is... It just cost me about 3,000 hours of my life. I like just can't have children in exchange for doing this podcast. That's worth all it cost me. Yeah, worth it. I probably wasn't going to have them anyway. Oh my God. What are you doing after this? Are you going to bed?
Yeah, I know probably. You want to make some babies?
No, I was just going to say, like, I kind of want to go drinking, but that's just... I kind of want to drink to celebrate my Lifetime bias. I guess I'll just drink at home like usual. Anyway, so today we're doing To Be Fat Like Me, which is, Ronnie calls it a classic.
This is a Lifetime classic.
It is. Okay, it came out 10 years ago. Wouldn't it be crazy if it was 10 years ago today? Let me see. So for some reason, when I keep loading this, I get a 404 error. So just so you know, I don't even think the IMDb page for this movie is loadable, really. I'm opening it up in different tabs because IMDb is like, no, honey, you didn't mean to look at that. But I do want to point out that this is our second Kaley Cuoco jam on this podcast. We did not you and I's, but
I was going to say, wow.
No, she did not play Mary-Kay Letourneau. And, like, Ronnie and I also talked about this. I'm going to tell you guys some Kaley Cuoco trivia, and I'm going to read you some Kaley Cuoco quotes in a little bit, just so you can familiarize yourself with the lead. Because if you're like me and you've never watched Big Bang Theory and really only know it's, like, about nerds or whatever, like, you don't know anything. Like, all I know about her is that she was on the show 8 Simple Rules when John Ritter died. She was married to a guy for 6 months. And she's on a show about nerds, and she makes a ton of money.
I didn't know any of that stuff. I knew her last name sounds like Coco. And I was like, why would you choose a skinny person to play a fat person who kind of sounds like Coco? It's like unfair on a lot of levels. So
Kaley
I hated
Cuoco
her coming
gets
in.
The job done. Like, this is what I want to say about her. You know, like, tribute to her. She's no Hailey Duff. But, like, if you send Cuoco in to get a job done, she's going to do it.
She will put on her triple X V-neck sweater.
Oh, yeah. She'll put on 19 sweaters.
She's like, I'm not only fat now, I'm blind. I have glasses, too.
Oh, my God. No, dude. Like, there's so many rough things about this. Like, the fact that she literally dresses like Steve Irwin for her first day of school. Like, I'm literally sitting here on me, like, she's fat. She's not, like, bad at shopping.
Oh,
like,
no.
Why is this also, like, Lane Bryant exists, sweetheart. Like, this is only 10 years ago.
It
like, there was some
me.
Style. Well.
Killed me that she's like, I'm fat. I also have glasses now. Cause, like, that's why I'm fat. Like, I can't read the calories on the back of a Doritos or whatever. And you know Kelly brought that to the table, at the table.
Yeah, yeah.
She's
oh,
like,
yeah,
guys, what if I wore glasses?
So, well, you're forgetting that the glasses have a very specific function that is hugely
true.
Important to the film. They're not just like fake out, you know, Zooey Deschanel and New Girl glasses.
But they couldn't even make those for like Google Glass 2 years ago for billions of dollars.
No,
like,
no,
they
no,
couldn't
no,
even
no.
do that. Now I'm supposed to believe that Kelly gets special, like,
it's
spy
Kaylee.
Glasses.
It's Kaylee.
Kaylee?
Kaley Cuoco. She's super fucking famous. I've
already put so much into this girl.
Do you know who she is? She's American famous. But before we get into this, like, she's like, America, like, loves her. Like, if Kaley Cuoco walked into a mall, like, it would shut the fuck down. Like, it literally would just, like, people would be, like, screaming and ripping their shirts off and just, like, losing their minds.
And we'd know because she'd be recording it in her fucking fat glasses.
Okay, so Ronnie and I are going to be cracking a lot of fat jokes. Because let's be real. This is a movie called To Be Fat Like Me, okay? Yeah,
and guess what? To be fat like me, I'm fat. So this is one of those, I can say gay things and fat things and Lebanese things and web toes things. So get off my ass.
You have web toes?
Two on each. Well, kind of, they're like half web. They go like this. Like.
Okay, cool. And I was a fat child and I'm dyslexic and I wear. I have a lazy eye. I had two surgeries.
What if Kaylee was dyslexic too?
Oh, she probably is. I mean, her character, like, the main thing I know about her character in this movie is that she can't do math. The only thing I know is she's sporty and can't do math, and her younger fat brother is really smart, and she resents her mother. So I'm going to read some Kaley Cuoco facts to you. So she's from Camarillo, California. Sounds like a dump. She's 5'6". That's 1 inch shorter than, one inch shorter than me, if you need perspective.
Oh my
gosh,
she's tiny.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm kind of tall.
You are?
Yeah, when people meet me, they're like, you're taller than I thought you would be.
Well, especially because I'm sitting up here and I'm like so much bigger than you.
Yeah, I look tiny down here. No.
I'm like Hagrid deer hair.
It cracks me up when I meet people. They're like, I thought you were going to be some like little 5'2 Spitfire. And I'm like... No, honey. I'm like, I have man hands.
That's
like,
how I explain
hands...
you. I'm like, my friend Mal's a little 5'2 Spitfire.
Yeah, with her fucking baseball glove hands. So she has a younger sister named Brianna Cuoco. Her last name, Cuoco, translates to cook in Italian. Her father is of Italian descent, and her mother is of English and German ancestry.
Your name means cook. You're hired.
She did 6 Barbie commercials when she was younger. Let me see. She went to homeschool on the set, and she earned her high school diploma at age 16, which isn't real. Like, you know what that's like the Britney Spears diploma.
Yeah.
When Britney Spears said she got a 16 on her SATs. Do you remember that when she went on Rosie O'Donnell? She was like, Britney, did you take your SATs? She's like, sure did. And she's like, what did you get on your SATs? She's like, I think like a 16. And you know, so this is like literally inspired shade. Like, so sometimes just IMDb stating the facts is like an inspired shade. So she ranked number 13 on Maxim magazine's Hot 100 list of 2011. And then she ranked number 57 on the 2011 FHM Australia's list of 100 sexiest women in the world.
Wait, I feel like she needs to leave that like way at the bottom.
Yeah.
How do you go from Maxim to
that? I don't think that she gets to organize these facts.
No, I think you do. Is that her? Oh, it's her IMDb.
She was in a 2-year relationship with Johnny Galecki, a.k.a. David from Roseanne.
Oh.
Yeah, well, and I guess they're also in a relationship on the Big Bang Theory. Yeah, great for them. So I'm going to read you some. Oh, she has openly admitted to having breast implants and a nose job.
That's brave.
Brave. Like, yeah, literally, I actually didn't read that fact. So I'm going to read you some personal quotes.
Okay.
On playing the drums. Just 10 minutes of it, and I'm a different person.
By the way, I'm really sorry for my asthmatic guttural laughs. I haven't been able to stop since I got here.
Horseback riding is my passion, other than work. People can't imagine me getting dirty, but that's what I love about it. You do a job, your show gets canceled, you get used to it. Okay. I love all music. Right now, I'm loving Josh Groban and Kelly Clarkson. I love the fashion world. I love clothes. I love style. And then
Wax.
These.
Did you hear Wax? Wax went. drums after 10 minutes. I'm a different person.
This is the majority of these go back to, which is something that I'm not like, this is not funny. Actually, I think this is one of like literally the most tragic deaths in like Hollywood history recently was John Ritter. still wasn't recently. I was like in high school when it happened. But the rest of these quotes are about John Ritter. So I won't read those, but I will read this, which I might be about John Ritter. I was having a bad day and my friend said, go wash your hair. I thought it was really silly, but it made me feel so much better. It might be a small thing, but it works. Washing it off and starting over.
And I told him, you probably didn't expect me to be dirty, huh?
But I got to wash my hair. Feels good. So this movie is, I mean, honestly, I was shocked when I realized this movie was what I thought it was, which is a girl who is skinny decides, Wags. You sensitive about that? It's about a girl who is skinny. Oh, you want your donut. That's what it is.
Of course, because we're talking about fat like me. Even Wags is being turned.
Wags is like, I'm hungry. You can't talk about this movie and not feed me, bitch. I'm hungry. So to be fat like me is literally about what you would think it is.
Yeah.
And I do, I'm going to say, I have some issues with this movie being called, being named after Black Like Me.
Well, I like that they had that in the script. I mean, she's like, this is based on the film To Be Black Like Me.
No, which, it's a book.
Oh, it's a book, whatever. Oh, how did they do it without a black suit?
She goes, you know Black Like Me? And her friend's like, a Janie, the film nerd's like, yeah. And she's like, so it's like, so like the guy, he went, he lived as a black person and like reported on the black experience. And she's like, it'll be like that, except I'm fat. And like her friend Janie's like, I like it. And like, by the way, this is a movie that I love. Lifetime movies sometimes do this where every character is living in a different movie. And like, this is that movie. Like Janie sometimes responds to Kaylee in a way where I'm like, are you responding to like her stunt double? Like, could Kaylee not show up for some of these scenes? Like, it's like literally like they did her takes with like her stand-in or something.
She's got like her 10 minutes of the drum going on back there. So, well, which one are you talking about? The nerd or the best friend?
So
the nerd, like the filmmaker. I say nerd because glasses and it's Lifetime.
Oh, it's like, her name is okay. So Janie, or I thought her name was Janie, but it's Jamie, and Jamie's the one that she's making the movie with.
Okay.
Then we have Kendall, the popular girl with the bangs.
Okay, yeah, she needs to die.
And then we have.
I think her reactions were so weird because they kept changing her character as it went along. At first, she was like, "I kind of get it because I have glasses, so I get what fat people think." You know?
No, she turned into like a '90s power cunt. Like I literally was like. Like, oh, fuck. Like, I would not want to run into you backstage at Lilith Fair. Like, you would, like, literally fucking knife me to death.
And you would, too.
No, like, this girl, like, was meant to run shit. Like, she was meant to run shit. She is, she, like, if anything, this girl grew up to be a Hollywood power lesbian. Like, she just definitely did. She was cutthroat. There was nothing emotional about it. Anytime that she'd be like, oh, so your fat friend's not talking to you? Get your fat ass back in there, Allie. You're failing math.
Get like, your shit was, together. We're ruining this
was
girl's life.
So mean. Like I was like, wow, that is like I mean, I can sit here with Ronnie and be mean, but I am not like mean like that.
But we're like, not mean to each other like that. Like, shut up, Mom, you fucking idiot. Get in there and rip somebody a new one.
No, well no, not even each other, but I just mean like even in business, like I don't think I could be like, you know what? We can always find another you. Like, there's 10 more of you standing outside my door right now. Like, I could never be like that to someone. Like, that's just not my personality, which is probably why I'm not that successful. So, let's start on our movie.
I would disagree, ma'am.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so we open up on a montage of a very fit Kaylee Cuoco working out.
This music in this rules. It was so good. Dude. And it never matched. This one kind of matched because it was like, I'm a girl. And then it's like, look, tennis shoes, an iPod.
You and know, then like it's like bacon. So
does
it's intercut with someone.
Have, is every scene, is Caroline Ray's first scene in everything eating a piece of bacon? Can Caroline Ray fucking ever escape this scene?
So this is the thing, is that like, I think of Caroline Ray as a comedic actress who was the kooky aunt on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah.
And also she had the Caroline Ray show, which was like a poor man's Rosie O'Donnell, which is saying something. Okay, so.
And then she was the host of The Biggest Loser before Allison Sweeney. Do you remember?
Oh, okay.
She was the original one.
I never watched that.
Fired for getting too fat. And I went to see Biggest Loser because my friend was on it. And so I went to like the live finale taping, and poor Caroline Ray. I mean, she came out eating a piece of, you know, a little bite of bacon.
No.
No, she didn't.
She's just chugging bacon bits.
Yeah, but everyone in the audience is either fat, family of fat, or wants to be thin. Like, you know, it's the Biggest Loser audience, so we're all bonded in that
totally.
Way.
Totally.
And so everyone's like, oh my God, is she getting fat? And then she would stand on stage and kind of pull at her suit.
Oh, I hate that. Like a self-conscious moment.
Yeah,
I
and then
can't.
They got Sammy from Days of Our Lives to replace her, and now she does Xenadrine articles on, or ads on Instagram.
It's sad.
It is.
So it's sad. Hollywood's
long
sad.
History wrapped up.
I mean,
seconds.
Speaking of Harvey Weinstein, there's a lot of sad shit going on in Hollywood right now. But
oh,
can we
shocker
talk
that
about
that guy was a fucking pig.
I know. Can we talk about Caroline Ray's struggle to find a well-fitted suit? I mean, like, can we talk about that? No. So to see her play, like, okay, so on Sabrina, this aunt was always like, she was the cool aunt. So, like, to see her go from being this empowered woman with a bomb-ass updo and, like, interesting sweater combinations to, like, the dumpy, sad mom who literally, which we will find out, gave herself diabetes because she couldn't...
I love that that's, like, that's the thing. You did this to you, Mom.
Okay, so, like, there's this mystery illness. We'll just tee this up now. There's this mystery illness that, like, Kaley Cuoco's getting at this whole time. And you're like, what was it? Like, was it, did she talk herself into a deep depression? Like, did she cheat on the dad and get HIV? Like, you're literally like, what did she do? Because, like, she's like, you did this to yourself, Mom. Like, you made yourself sick.
Mom got fat from HIV. Like, no. Wait a minute, Lifetime. Wait a minute.
I didn't know it was about her getting fat. I thought it was about how she made herself. I mean, I'm just not smart. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah.
No, I didn't get
it
either.
Mom,
I didn't get it either. Yeah, I thought she had, like, depression, and then Kelly had to grow up on her own.
So, Kaylee.
Kaylee.
Her character's name is Allie. She gets home from her run, and she makes herself a shake for breakfast. Her dad's like, so what's going on with softball? She's like, oh, I have to work a double shift after softball today. She basically says, like, she implies that she has to work as much as she does because otherwise she ain't going to college. And there's, like, a lot of tension around the money situation from the very jump. Like,
well, maybe it's because we live in L.A., but they live in a two-story house, and Caroline Ray literally made 10 eggs. Like, in that opening, I was like, why is poor Caroline Ray forced to make 10 eggs?
I know. Like your daughter's not even eating them. Mm-hmm. Mikey will probably slam 3 of those eggs. Like, I've known a man to slam 3 eggs in a meal.
This morning.
Plus, there was pancakes involved. There was pancakes in the mist, as well as toast. You don't do pancakes and toast. Like,
yeah, but, like, are you going to get mad at Caroline Ray for feeding you like that? Or are you going to get mad at Kaylee for jogging in a polo shirt? Like, who
yeah,
does that? She
that
was wearing
well.
A collared shirt.
I know. And also, like, you have a lot of clothes for a girl who's so allegedly so poor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
and collared shirts. Those are more expensive.
Exactly. Dry cleaning. Come on.
And the song is, I can be anything I want. No, you can't.
Wait till you hear a song lyric that I wrote down in the party scene. I caught it on my third viewing today, and I literally was like, wow. That is the find of all of these Lifetime movies I've done, that this is the find. So the brother says to her, he's like, why are you such a jerk to her all of a sudden? Kaylee's like, what? I'm not a jerk to her. Why do you always take her side? And he's like, what? She gave me birth. You gave me wedgies. You do the math. Oh, wait, you can't do math. I forgot, sucka. And he was
begins a long line of beautiful, beautiful lines.
Sucka. And then she turns around. And so can we talk? So this family's so poor that they live in a duplex that somehow has 3 bedrooms. But then upstairs, there's a man who's the poor man, Harry Firestein from Mrs. Doubtfire, who just makes prosthetics for a living.
What the hell? And this is how stupid I am. I'm like, why is that guy wearing an alien mask? Like, I'm so stupid.
No, me too. I was like, God, what a weird profession for them to pick for the upstairs neighbor. Like, he does prosthetics. Like, how is that going to come in handy in this movie?
And he's doing laundry. In his alien head that he just made himself. He's okay. Like, hey, Janie.
So
you
he's
smell
like
bacon.
So he's like, I got a new job. And then he, like, holds up this tongue he made. And, like, it's an alien tongue that's forked. And he's like, this is genius, right? And I'm sitting there thinking, like, no. You did not come up with that, or this isn't a real job, because this is maybe a sample for your book or something. But anyone knows that if you're writing an alien movie, the writer decides what kind of tongue the alien has. Okay. If it has
exactly, if yeah,
it
this
has
ain't face
a
off.
Two-pronged tongue, that's not on the prosthetics guy to step in and be like, well, Steven Spielberg, I thought about it, and I think you should have a two-pronged tongue. Like, no, that's canon. Like, the lizard's tongue is canon. Like, you don't...
that you're mad at the controlling neighbor.
I know.
Also, who builds the mask on themselves?
Like... I know. And he comes out and answers the mail, and what has to be a 300-degree mask, and, like, he acts like he's not even, like, he doesn't even notice he's wearing it. Like, he just forgot that he's wearing it. Like... Like, if I had one of those, like, Groucho Marx, like, silly disguise noses and glasses on, I would be conscious of it at all times, like, let alone if I was covered in 100 pounds of makeup and holding a fake tongue.
Well, this poor guy is that guy in acting class who, like, takes it really seriously.
Yeah.
Because even when he has lines in this, he's like, hey, Kaylee, how you feeling? Like, he's using inside voice to the point where you're like, how many booms do we need for you? Under
right.
five, you know?
Well, I mean, he's probably, like, the guy that, like, is supposed to make it. Well, like, this is why, like, I never booked anything during my limited time. Like, someone said you should get a commercial agent. And I was like, okay. And I, like, got a commercial agent, even though I've never acted a day in my life. And I would go to auditions, and I would see people who were, like, seriously dressed to suggest. Like, they'd be, like...
Oh, yeah. I had my agent 2 weeks, my commercial agent. I couldn't.
Yeah, actors. No.
You'd walk into a room of, like, 100 people, and it's for a role with no lines. It's like you're standing there watching some guy golf.
It's all about your look.
And they're doing yoga and vocal exercises mm-hmm. in the audition room. Like, you have no lines. It's a First Republic Bank commercial in Mexico.
And
okay,
you know
drop
what?
It.
They get that job. And where are we? Doing this podcast, okay? We're not like Kaylee Cuoco. We don't get to love Josh Groban and Kelly Clarkson.
True.
We don't
I'll
get to wash our hair.
Due.
People do believe we're dirty.
And they're right. They're not surprised. Like, we just changed that quote
we
up.
We like to get dirty.
Well, hold on. I have to say, the first thing she says when she comes back running to her mom, who's just made her 10 eggs or whatever, she's like... What does she say? She goes, Mom, you shouldn't be eating bacon.
Since when can you eat bacon?
Oh, my God. That's where you slap a child.
Right.
I don't care. And Caroline Ray's not even that fat. She's making it sound like it's the Gilbert Grape mom, you know?
No.
Johnny Depp's, like, having to come in and, no. like, wheel her around and shit. Like,
God,
come on, leave her alone.
That movie was, like, rough. That's, like, when, I love that movie.
Yeah,
it's
it was.
Really good.
But...
Who's the chick in that again? Is it Winona Ryder?
No.
Who's the chick in that? It's like a it's like a Hollywood babe.
Juliette Lewis.
Oh, Juliette Lewis. Guys, that's Sammy. Oh, by the way, you know what? I think I want to knock out every one of the bingo card things tonight. So I'm just going to say, Sammy, can you get an audio recording of Stephen Ray Morris just saying hi and insert it right here so that everyone playing bingo at home can get an appearance from Stephen?
Hey, hi, hello. Sup, malls? Love you, Jody.
You know who I wish was playing Allie in this movie?
Who?
Juno Temple. So then we just did the center square. Okay, so I just have to mention Juno Temple.
And that's a really rough bingo card.
No, literally, that's how predictable I am, that the center fucking square is I mentioned Juno Temple. I ride so hard for Juno Temple. Like, the center square in normal bingo is a star. Like, it's a freebie. Like, for the freebie to be Malls mentions Juno Temple is so dark about my personality. I'm like literally like outside Juno Temple's house being like, I wrote a script for you. Because I have, Juno, call me. I've written like 6. Everything I write's for you, baby girl. So
she's in bed crying about Gilbert Grape's mom right now. She's like, wait a minute, there's hope.
No, she's so British and classy. She's like, what's Lifetime? But so wait, who do you think Upstairs Neighbor, gay or straight? Sexual read on him? Asexual?
I can't even tell anymore. I mean, I know it was different in 2007, way back then.
Yeah.
But now I think there's too much hormones in milk and everyone's just kind of bi.
I'm so focused on my prosthetics that I don't have time to date right now.
Yeah, he's like that guy. He's like, I gotta go work on my alien face on myself. Like, how did you even finish that? There's no eyes.
Yeah. So they're watching a documentary about pollution in class.
Okay, we can't just skip over this now.
What is Kaylee?
First of all, I saw every fat person cast in this movie.
Okay.
And I think just because it has fat in the title. But I was like, look at that fat old person opening the high school door. I don't know if they did that on purpose.
Is that a line in there? Like, fat old person opens your line?
I felt like I saw who was like right in the center, kind of off focus. And I was like, oh, no one gets him. But so
I love that, you're like, no, we can't skip past this.
That wasn't
and far in the distance, an old fat man opened a door.
We all got 30 pages.
We'll be
of
here all night.
Okay, carry on. No, in the video class, the video they're watching.
It's about pollution.
Our air, our land, our lakes, and now ourselves. What? How did you go from like diesel fossil fuels to like ho-hos or Doritos or whatever? Come on.
Because they're in a high school documentary making class and her friend Jamie. So she and Jamie are
pollution
like.
And Caroline Ray's ass. Like, yeah. Great movie, guys. Keep it consistent.
So her and her friend. So he. Okay. The teacher announces a documentary competition. It's a statewide thing. And then he approaches Kaylee and her friend Jamie and says, like, think about this. This is 10 grand on the line. So yes. Let's play this audio from 338 to 446.
Oh. Hey, Allie. Hey, wait up. Have you wrote Johnston's handout?
He lost to me at voluntary. I'm already on a work overload.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think about state?
I don't know why. There's probably a million other colleges just like that.
Not one with a great softball team that will take my SAT scores. Softball scholarships are handed out junior year, and I'm dead without one.
Mm-hmm. Exactly why you should read Johnston's handout. Listen. Third annual statewide competition for student films investigating the unique challenges of high school life today in a documentary form.
What's your point?
We could totally win this. Your ideas, my tech, we're gold together. It's seriously a lock.
No, it's a lottery.
It's also a $10,000 prize.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. You can have it. I don't need the tuition. What I need is a shot at film school after grad, and winning this would totally get me in.
Okay, why are all the science teachers gross? Seriously, it's a thing.
I don't know.
Come on, I need a beverage before I can face math.
Allie, the contest.
I know, I'm this close to a softball scholarship. I can't split my focus now. I'm sorry.
Let's pick him up.
So, I'm this close to a softball scholarship.
I'm this close, which, by the way, like, oh, you're going to call the documentary film thing a lottery, but you're not going to call your fucking softball career a lottery. Like, let's think about things that can take you far in life. $10,000 cash or playing for a college softball team.
Yeah, and that friend's like, I don't need the money. That is a girl who's not going to be rich forever.
Oh,
because
Janie
rich people will keep that money. Okay. They will take that half of their money. Why shouldn't she?
I think she's going to get written out of the will. Like, I can already sense that for her character because, like, she is extraordinarily rich. Like, you see the house right away. Like, when you're in Jamie's house. I wrote down Janie everywhere. You're in her house. It's like gigantic later on. And you do believe she's rich. But I do think because she's such a power bitch and because she probably is, like... I don't think her parents would be okay with her being a lesbian. I'm just projecting this on the story.
Well, no one's are at first. I mean, they all get used to
actually,
it. Trust
plenty
me.
Of people's
well,
parents
I mean,
are
look,
okay.
I project my own experiences onto my own lesbianism, you know, growing up. But when I came out, my parents were like, hi, would you like to go to a behavioral health center?
Let's pray it away,
pray
honey. Yeah, let's pray.
And now they're like drunken in Vegas all the time. My mom's like, people are so mean in PFLAG. I'm like, oh, geez. Just stay away from the gays, okay?
Wait, your mom's in PFLAG?
She did it for like a week, and she's like, they're all bitches. Okay, that's my mom. Like, you don't need to support me. You made me this way.
Wait
like,
till
I've
she gets to AA. I mean, she's going to be like, they're messy.
Oh, my God, I hope she never goes to AA.
So Allie and Kendall, they're at practice. They're BFF. Kendall's like, hey, Mike's been asking about you. And Mike's like the hottie that she's kind of been checking out at every
turn. She was trying to pay attention to the documentary speech, but she was looking out the window at the hot guy leaning against his red convertible.
I like that she knew to like open the blinds and like that he'd just be there. Like, that's like, wow, Mike, wow, what an exciting guy he is. You just knew he'd be there. Like,
she felt the cracker outside. That's like the whitest guy I've ever seen in my life.
So unattractive to me. Like, can we get I would fuck her little brother before I would this movie. For real. I'm like, at least he's got jokes, okay? Like, for real, I would fuck the 12-year-old brother. First, see me there. I will be there. Okay. Like, how old is he? I'll look him up. We're going to look him up after this. And literally, I'm going to go on Twitter. I'm going to find him and I'm going to ask him on a date. I'm going to tweet to him on a date.
Well, he's old enough now, 19,
I guess.
That's
what I'm saying, right?
I'm so bad at math.
It's been 10 years, so like he's probably like 26.
That's what you'd like my math.
Maybe 22.
Sorry, guys. Sorry about my math, but I'm this close to a softball scholarship.
You're literally such a Kaylee Cuoco right now. By the way, I'm terrible at math, too, so I like... This character and I have, like, a lot in common.
Me, too. I was in summer school literally for math.
Me,
almost
too!
Every year,
oh, my God. Every year.
While being fat.
Well, so Shauna, my... And I was fat, too, and so sweaty. Because, like, I went to this private school for 1 year where they didn't have, like... It was in a walk-up, like, a brownstone in
Cathedral
Boston.
High School in El Paso. Oh, you went to a Boston Catholic school?
Yeah.
El Paso Catholic School,
honey,
Fighting Irish.
Honey,
Fighting Irish.
Actually, two of the new kids on the block went there.
Really?
And one day we had to walk to a YMCA because we could never have like an auditorium. We didn't have an auditorium. So we'd like walk to a YMCA. We'd walk to an empty church to have like our big school talks. Uh-huh. And one day we walked to the YMCA where Joey McIntyre's mom still works. And there was like a giant NKOTB poster in her office. And we were all like... flipping out. We were like, oh my God. Oh my God. She's so down to earth. She still works at the YMCA. Like, we're like literally like all like freaking out. Like, by the way, because like New Kids on the Block never became unchic in Boston. Like, literally
still
to
hasn't.
This day,
yeah,
if
yeah.
I saw New Kids on the Block, I would strip naked and run on stage. I would have no other physical choice. Oh, yeah. So the
so
coach comes up to them
yeah,
and he's
the
like,
yeah, the coach. He's like, listen, I'm half fat.
He's like, you're going to understand more about this later. But listen, the two of you are being scouted by a guy from state. And then Kendall's like, great. And she like bounces over to the water cooler. And then he says to Allie, he's like, but you're the one that he's really interested in. And he's got his eye on you.
And they keep saying things that could be taken in the fat way. Like, look, if you impress on Friday, we're talking a full ladder. Look, as a heavy person watching this, don't trigger me with things like ladder. I'll go.
Do you mean
I've
a
written
full
so
ride?
Many.
What's a full ladder?
Like a ladder, you climb it. Oh. Like you cannot put physical activity into things in a fat movie. Like that's all you hear, you know? Like fat's in the title. I see the fat people in the background. I hear a ladder. I start sweating.
Mike, my boyfriend, is being bullied outside of the house. That's also...
Why are bullies always fucking ugly? Like, this kid is a midget, first of all. Who are you? Who are you? You're, like, 2 feet tall, you've got terrible hair, and you're making a pork and beans joke.
Because,
fuck off.
Yeah, like, hurt people hurt people.
Oh, ain't that the truth? What did I just do? Guys.
Guys.
Hugs.
Guys.
Fat hugs.
But also, I do want to say that this, me having a crush on one of the characters, fulfills another bingo square, so I'd like to officially announce that I have a crush on Mike, the younger brother. Allie says, she's like, oh, she's like, leave him alone, blah, blah, blah. So they go away, and he's like, oh, great, my sister's sticking up for me. That really helps. She's like, I could talk to the principal for you. He, like, loves me. And I was like, I bet he does. Like, ew. Like, what do you mean the middle school principal, like, loves you? Like, what does that mean,
that
Allie?
That is so creepy. Also, just the stuff she says to him. Like, I can talk to the principal. Where is your pride? Why would you just let them beat you up?
And then he goes, newsflash, Allie, the whole world loves you. Yay, you. And he goes inside. Mike's funny, okay? Like, he's great. So the parents hear the big news about the softball scholarship, the potential for it, and they blow their load already. Caroline Ray says she's going to call her Allie's cousins.
God,
and they're
she already
have a huge...
hates you, Caroline Ray. Why would you do that? I'm so excited. I'm going to show up with your entire fat family and cheer so loud. They're not going to know what hit them. It's like, Caroline. Go back to the bacon. Please just stop. And then she's like, look, I'm so proud of you. I got a cheesecake. And it's like this big, jiggly cheesecake.
No, it's like one of those ugly, it's a movie cake. Like, it's a cake that they only have in movies like this where you're like, ew, like props couldn't, like,
oh,
they
no,
literally.
They cut that cake.
They
put
went
a
to Ralph's. They went to Ralph's
yeah,
that
Ralph's,
day
yes.
and like picked up, like, it came out of a plastic thing. It
yeah,
was
Ralph's
$12.99.
All believe, but that was a real cheesecake. You know, that was in the contract.
Oh no, that was real. They bought 12 of them. And then Caroline took the leftovers back to her fucking dressing room. We're sick. So
but then they really, I do like this about this movie, how they make Kaylee just such an evil skinny bitch, and she's like mean to her mom and stuff.
She's
but
like
then
great.
They do also do the terrible like heavy mom or heavy friend thing, because I am that friend. Like, if you're in rehab, if you're on a diet, don't hang out with me. I will,
right.
You will cheat. You will always be off the wagon. So her mom's like that. She's like, Kelly's like, Mom, I'm talking about my softball scholarship. You know, I just drank a protein shake this morning.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, honey, you can cheat a little. Most girls would kill to look like you. So why are you going to ruin it, Caroline Ray?
I know. And it's like, no, like literally support. Physical fitness is all this girl has. Like if she doesn't get, like, have the cake after she secures the 10 grand. Like there's a lot on the line right now.
There's a difference between There's a difference between deprivation and schmectivation.
Like it was like literally it was some starvation and deprivation or some deprivation.
Yeah, starvation and I don't know, it was something, but it was like an instamine.
It was just like treat yourself. Like long story short, treat yourself.
That was self-control / anorexia. Like, okay, Caroline Ray.
So she's like, no, the cake is for all of you guys. Like, it's definitely, it's for you, Allie. And she's like, great. If the cake's for me, then I'm taking it to work. And so she like picks up the cake and Mike's like, oh, no, you don't. And so the little brother takes the cake from her.
And then they show Caroline's face. So Caroline Ray has these eyebrows that they don't go to the middle. They go to like the middle of the middle, like they're three-quarter brows. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And they're always like this, like a cartoon character. They're always up in a kind of furrowed, worried look. Yeah. So she's standing there depressed or happy, who knows, because it's Caroline Ray. But we're assuming that she's sad. And then it does this really slow pan down to one cut in the cheesecake.
And
you
can tell
they worked on it a long time because it was just this really slow pan to a jiggly cheesecake.
It's rough. Ed just tagged me in something on Instagram. Let me just check. Oh, great. No. I was worried. Whenever Ed tags me on Instagram, it's always a picture of us at like 21 where I like have like for a girl that weighed 94 pounds. Because by the way, you guys, it goes both ways. You're fat in high school and then you stop eating for all of senior year of college. And your parents don't say anything, by the way. My mom called me one day and accused me of using cocaine. There was that. But then I was like, Mom, you give me $125 a month for allowance. Like,
literally. My mom was like Elizabeth Perkins in Weeds. She's like, here's some X-Lax, but it's chocolate.
Yeah, exactly.
I went to fat camp. They had a lock on the fridge. I went to like the El Paso Sun Towers, you know, for fat kids and stuff. And I would always rebel and find that one kid who would just cheat with me. And we'd find the food. We'd come back fatter. And I loved watching my mom cry.
Oh, that'd be great. I would sneak Jolly Ranchers to camp, but then like legitimately like raccoon scares are like a real thing. And I like went to Girl Scout camp and I'd always be like, oh, they're just being like a bunch of assholes. Like we're allowed to have candy. And like now growing up, I'm like, Molly, like you could have come home to 20 raccoons like in your sleeping bag any given moment.
Yeah,
Ed just tagged me in a picture of Yolanda Hadid, which by the way, can we agree? I think she got veneers and also she's never looked better.
Oh, yeah. She looks great.
YOLO is back on it, baby.
Who's she with in that picture?
Carla Bruni.
Very nice. Very Yoli. Oh, it hurt. Lyme disease. So
Mike.
So another thing that I have to take from my childhood. I also used to work at my family bowling alley, Sky Lanes.
Uh-huh.
So Kelly is working at the bowling alley with some nerd guy, and she's spring shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Which, no, you're not. No one believes it.
Yeah, no, she doesn't spray shoes. I said to you earlier, I was like, pretty girls don't work at the bowling alley. It's like a toothless woman. Like, it's like basically like only alcoholics work at the bowling alley, or like people who like nothing else has worked out for them. Like they can't hold a job at even the car wash. So like now they're at the Chateau Lanes, like spraying shoes down.
Or and Ronnie like, at 15, 14. Like,
yeah.
You want some nachos? I'll put extra lettuce. Like I thought I was such an artist because I put too much iceberg on the nachos.
Wait a minute. So is her little brother named Adam, or is it? Okay. So I think her little brother is.
I don't know. I label people like a shallow bitch. I didn't even know her real name in real life. I keep calling her Kelly. I write Kel.
Oh, no.
I call everybody nerd. Like, that's my name for everybody, which it turns out everybody in this, I guess, is like the stereotype of a nerd.
So her little brother's name is Adam, and the same year, he appeared in The Sandlot heading home in his name, the name of the character. Do you want to guess what that was?
Oh, God. I remember that movie poster. That kid got a lot of work but just being chubby.
No, no, no. He had
what
four
was his
roles.
Name?
Two-ton.
Two-ton.
Literally T-W-O-T-O-N. Two-ton.
I used to want to be Chunk from The Goonies, and that's another really flattering name. Chunk.
Chunk. I mean, everyone had a crush on Chunk.
I know, but I literally gained a lot of weight just to be like Chunk, because me and my friends wanted to be The Goonies.
Yeah, I wanted to be Sloth. So...
Baby Ruth. Baby Ruth.
How do you wind up like that? What disorder is that? Like, that character would never be allowed. Like, to think about how legendary that movie is and, like, how fucking inappropriate the entire character of Sloth is. Like, literally, it's half sea monster, half whatever the mother was. Sloth is half sea monster, right? They named him Sloth and chained him downstairs in an ice cream factory. Like, it's just insane. So,
why was he only in four roles? He didn't die or anything, right?
No, I think he just kind of like, you know, peaked at
he
age
lost
12.
Weight.
Well,
he
I
lost
mean,
weight, never worked again.
When he and I are hitting the scene in a few months, you'll see me outside Katsuya in a bandage dress like Kim Kardashian with that boy on my sleeve. Okay,
he'll be
like honey,
against a red convertible.
Yes, Harvey Weinstein has left a hole in this business, and it's for my boyfriend Adam. So. You guys, I'm very upset about Harvey Weinstein. I can't. I'm not, you know, I'm just making jokes over here. If you're offended, turn this off.
Yeah, how are you even a fan of this podcast?
I know. So Mike, her boyfriend from the blinds that she looked at outside at him, he comes by the bowling alley to bust him out for the night. And they do this like crazy close up on her coworker Randall's name tag. Did you see that? Like,
yes.
Mike
and
is
he's
trying
like,
to...
"Hey, Randy, ugh, yeah. This fucking boyfriend." And I know we're supposed to even kind of root for the boyfriend because mm-hmm. he's not a total jackass. Like, he never punches a fat person, so yeah. I guess we like him in this. But he's such an ass. Like, he's telling the nerd, "Let her off a little early, hey, Randy."
Yeah,
let her off a little. You know the concept of karma, don't you? Remember from senior year? And he's like, "You remember me?"
Yeah,
fuck
it's really dark. And like on top of that, what National Lampoon? This is where it's between 12 movies. It's like that shot of zooming in on the name tag from all of a sudden this character's POV. Like, we're following Kaley Cuoco's boyfriend's POV now. Like, anything's up for grabs. Like, this is just could be anything. So
what is the asshole who bonds with the nerd to get the
literally
girl off
Jamie
feeling?
And Allie made a better, more well-directed film than the director of this film. So
yeah, that poor nerd though, because he gets his way. He's like, "Okay, sure, she can go with you, hot guy with the split hair and the convertible." And then as they walk away, he's like, "God, I got played."
So
this looks like I feel so used.
Mike is going to state. He has a full ride, so I'm guessing he's a senior. He says that Kendall told him about the full ride option for them, and he says, "Just think about the game, not the stakes." He's like, "I want to come watch you play." She's like, "I'll be too nervous." So
yeah, I got my scholarship. Don't be nervous about the scout. I was nervous as hell. I puked all over the dick I sucked to get my. He's like, "Okay, pretty boy.
All
right."
I puked all over my insane. So during the game, we're at the softball game now, and Kaylee makes it to base. She's doing great, but the player from the other team catches the ball. She was technically in. Like, she got to second.
Yeah,
with her.
She got the base. Yeah,
and then the player from the other team, as she catches the ball, lands on her leg and snaps that shit in half. Like, I could feel it for her.
Yeah, I could too, but I was kind of laughing.
No, it was great. I mean, it's like, it's just so ridiculous. It's like, also like, well, I know who's not going to state. The girl who jumped on Kaley Cuoco's leg. Like, what? I mean, how did she even get to this far? Like, that girl, like, seems like she's on JV. Like, I don't know. Like, if you're jumping on another player's leg because they're, like, on second base.
Yeah, you failed.
It's a double, okay? Like, the stakes aren't that high. Like, literally, just, like, have whatever.
Yeah.
So,
I like their names. The Flames.
The Flames.
What was the other girl? The Flames and the Devils.
The Devils, honey. So there's no surgery for Kaylee, but she's out for the season.
Yeah, the
and
doctor's
needs...
like, "We can avoid surgery, but she's going to need a fat suit." So.
No, she goes extensive physical therapy. So can we talk about how this physical therapy montage went on for about 8 minutes too long? Like,
I mean,
it's not important to the movie.
It like, was, though, because she's so sad and she's on that stationary bike and the song is like, "She appeared to have it all and now she doesn't." And Kelly's like...
And Caroline Ray's like literally sitting in a recliner reading a magazine, watching her. Like
with those eyebrows. Like, yeah. Is she worried? Is she sad? Is she glad? Yeah. Because you know the mom's like, she's going to get fat now.
She's going to stay home and be fat like me.
She's like, here's your medicine. It just looks like 10 eggs.
But it's like the montage. We already know she's out for the season. Like, if I had to do cuts for time, that'd be the first thing I do. So
scholarships are done. Allie, the coach is like, sorry, maybe you should make a film.
So Allie and her coach, I'm very uncomfortable by the fact that the two of them are like in the dugout together. Like they're in the dark together in a dark tunnel. And she's basically like, come on, coach, I'll do anything. Like, please, just one more shot. Anything. Like,
I already came. I know. So sorry.
So I just was like, who's going to walk in on this? And I, like, where is this movie going to take a turn where this is actually about like a sexual assault between the coach and Allie? Like, so let's play.
I don't like that the chubby movie, the girl appropriates softball.
No.
Like the pretty popular girl, you know?
She's appropriating softball.
Don't you think?
She's appropriating softball.
Can't we keep
culture.
Anything? Can't we keep anything on our side? Like, isn't it bad there's not even a gay person in this movie except arguably the upstairs neighbor who wears his alien mask to do laundry?
I think Jamie's coming out.
Who?
Jamie.
No, she ain't coming. She's too dark to be anything.
Oh, like, really?
She would date somebody, but then just be me.
See, I feel like that's what the anger is. She's afraid to come out in high school, and she's like, I'm just going to channel this, go to film school, move to Hollywood, and then I'm going to live my real life and fuck this town and fuck Allie, take her
$10,000. No one afraid wears like a denim flowy Gap jacket that's army green. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't feel like that's closeted. I feel like that's, I'm owning it.
Yeah, she's owning it. So let's play 1348 to 17 minutes.
You dropped your snout.
Thank you. Whoa.
What?
I know about faces. This is not a happy face. You want to talk about it?
I'm kind of trying to avoid talking about it. That's why I'm out here.
Well, if there's anything I can do to help you, let me know. Yeah? Okay. Ooh, this can't be good. Hey, pal.
New look?
I don't want to talk about it. How was your day?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, then. I'm glad we could have this little chat.
You know, if you'd stop being a smart-ass Sarcasmo, maybe those bullies would let you keep your shoes.
Like what I say has anything to do with it.
Why wouldn't it?
Some kids know they don't like me before I even open my mouth. They know a fat dork from a mile away.
So you're telling me you have zero responsibility for the way people treat you? Come on, Adam, people are like mirrors. They give back what you put out.
You really think you're popular because you're so much nicer than all the other girls? You don't think being a skinny, pretty jock has anything to do with it?
Hey, I'm just trying to help.
That's like tutoring me in math. How can you help me with something you obviously don't understand?
Ugh, this day blows. You know, I was thinking maybe we should take a girls' weekend. Go see Grandma. Have some fun like we used to. It might make you feel better. You know, there used to be a time when you actually thought I had some pretty smart stuff to say when you had problems. I wish you'd talk to me.
Yeah, you also wish we had more money. You wish I didn't have to work so hard. I just wish you'd stop pretending this has nothing to do with you.
You know, I've never once heard you say I'm sorry for what happened back then.
Allison, I'm not going to apologize for getting sick.
You didn't get sick. You made yourself sick.
You know, you're going to have to grow up one day and stop punishing me.
Fine, just pick a day when I'm not actually the one being punished.
Allie, I know you need somebody to blame right now, so why don't you just blame me?
Why? She's the one that racked up the hospital bills and went through the college fund and...
Allie, enough.
Why do you always protect her? Why am I never allowed to say the truth?
You know, because the truth is nowhere near as simple as you think it should be. I'm trying to take it easy on your mother, okay?
I'm gonna say, like, fair. Like, that was rough for her mom. Let's back up and talk about how what our audience can't see, which is that when the neighbor came out with the prosthetics, with the box of prosthetics, what fell out of the box and what started their introduction was a pig nose, which I've loved it during every viewing, but it wasn't until now that I realized, like, a pig nose literally falling out of the sky and landing next to her is, like, that's dark, Lifetime. Yeah. Like, come on.
It's like, call me. Also, that guy really is a good actor from acting class because I think he shaved his eyebrows, which is really a good prosthetic model.
Yeah, I wrote here, this is where I first asked myself, is a prosthetic guy gay? He's hot.
I don't know. He doesn't talk loudly enough.
So we were talking about this while we were watching the clip. Like, literally, could anything sound worse than, like, the worst day of your life? And then your mother, who you hate and blame everything that's wrong in your life for, comes in and is like, you know, it'd be fun. I know you're down. I know you're probably not going to college. I know you resent me because I blew all the family money with my diabetes. But let's get in the car and go to grandma's house. Like, because I'm sure that's... Grandma definitely doesn't have cable. Okay,
yeah,
there's that.
Yeah, who wants to go party at their grandma's house? No. I mean, I love my grandma, but...
staying in a twin bed. I mean, like, no, it's just like...
She's like, do you want to go to the Cheesecake Factory with grandma? It's like, okay, Caroline, give it up, okay? Back away from the cheesecake. But Kelly's such a little bitch, okay?
I wish we had more money. I wish I didn't have to work hard. And I'm sick of you pretending this doesn't have anything to do with you.
Listen, you entitled little bitch.
Yeah.
You aren't entitled to get your college paid for by your parents.
Senior year, Shauna got cool with my mom. And this is where she would have slipped me a little six-pack of Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah. Your mom?
Yeah.
Calm down, Mom.
She was like, all right. She's like, it's time. Like, you have, like, clearly lived drug-free, straight edge. It's your senior year, second semester. Like,
want to go to grandma's house? It's like a bottle.
I look back on this. This is nuts. Shauna rented me, my high school boyfriend, and my best friend a hotel room in the city. Senior year of high school for New Year's Eve.
Whoa.
And what she didn't tell me was that my Uncle Serge and my Auntie Milton, my mom's best friends, were staying in the room next to us.
Oh, no. Did they spy?
Yeah. They just, like listened for us, you know. Like, I still see them to this day. They're, like, you know, they're just the best. But, like, literally, like, my best friend Jen got so shit canned off of two Smirnoff Ices that, like, it ruined the night. Like, and then at prom, forget it. Like, I set my friend Bethany up with my cousin Dennis, and then Jen was low key obsessed with Dennis. And I remember my friend Bethany, who's now married to Dennis, Jen was, like, begging Dennis to kiss her. And Bethany at one point goes, just go ahead and kiss her. Like, and I love Bethany because, like, Bethany at 18 years old was, like, playing the long game. She's like, I don't care. Just kiss her. Shut her up. Like, I'm probably going to marry you. There's going to be a ring on the other side of this in 7 years. They now have a child. I mean, it's just wild. Anyway, that's crazy that Shauna did that. Caroline Ray needs to learn to be a little bit more like Shauna.
I know. Caroline Ray is like, live on the edge. Bacon, eggs, grandma, cheesecake.
So Allie talks to Jamie as she goes to her house. Let's play 1745 to 1847. Short clip, but meaningful clip.
You're serious? Because we've already lost time. If we do this, thanks. We need an angle that stands out. Something sexy.
I've got one. Fat like me.
Huh?
Okay, do you remember Black Like Me, where that guy went undercover investigating racism?
Vaguely.
Okay, well, they've done it with race, they've done it with gender, but no one's gone undercover on weight yet. It's our unique take. Okay, listen to this. You know how everyone's always talking about the obesity epidemic with kids, mm-hmm. right? But it's always doctors, experts, outsiders looking in. This movie would make everyone insiders, because how can you fix what you don't understand?
Starring who?
Me.
Hi. Have you seen you? You're like... baseball bombshell over here.
Hey, softball.
Whatever. Point is, you're not exactly the poster child for teen chubbies.
What if there was a way I could be both? What if that was our angle?
Okay, so...
Which is so fast into, like, a full-on Mrs. Doubtfire.
I wrote the exact same thing. So they go and do the poor man's version of being converted into Mrs. Doubtfire.
Look at his diamond... Look at his diamond... his diamond glass.
He's appraising the fat he's about to glue to her neck. Like, it's absolutely wild. This whole scene is fucking nuts.
They
now,
just
first of all,
jump in here so fast. It's like, do you remember Black Like Me? Fag Lie. Okay, I'm going to be fat because everyone's going to understand. Boom, I'm fat. It's like Mrs. Doubtfire. Can I just mention, I'm so sorry to go back, but when she is crying in her room and she starts ripping down her posters.
Oh, yeah.
Why does she have a poster of a softball?
Oh, because she's just, because that's what she likes.
It's like everything from the Foot Locker.
It's like okay. She wakes up and she's like, I do like softball. Thank you for reminding me.
It's a giant ball. I may be a baseball, I mean softball bombshell. Or softball bombshell.
That was amazing, too, that she just like took the comment from a friend. But like, I'm obsessed with like, do you remember Black Like Me? Oh, she's like, it better be sexy. Do you remember Black Like Me? Vaguely. But I'd be like, okay, it's like Boo Radley Like Me. Remember the book To Kill a Mockingbird? Vaguely. Like, it's like, how do you not know Black Like Me? That's like literally one of the most famous fucking literary works.
Well, I thought it was a movie.
I mean, they probably did do a movie version.
But also, who says, let's do something sexy?
I know.
Like Black Like
Me. Well, no,
Me.
This girl's like... Well, she...
What?
No, like when she goes fat like me, she's like, I'm listening. And like, this is like literally, like, this is why I'm seeing her. She is like, she is the poor man's like Miranda, whatever her face is from The Devil Wears Prada. Like she is Meryl Streep in The Devil. This, what Jamie is going to go on and do with her life horrifies me. Like she, I probably run into Jamie's every day and flinch. Like she's terrifying. So,
we all do.
That's
but Kelly's just whole idea going into this, like, I want her to get bullied. And that's not good, you know, because she's just such an asshole. And it seems like she's kind of smart. Like, you can't solve the problem until you've lived it. Like, that sounds, I guess, kind of like you're trying to be empathetic. I mean, for money, for softball.
Right.
But still, at least something's in the right place. But then she's like, you know what? I'm doing this idea because fat people are victims. And I'm going to show everybody that. They're wrong.
Especially in my house, where every day I make my mother cry. I'd like to learn more about that.
Yeah, you're literally making your mother a victim.
So while they're getting her dressed, an arm reaches out to get her fat clothes, and it is definitely not her arm, by the way. Like, I don't know what actor they brought in, but, like, it had, like, the elephant skin, like, droopy thing on it. And I'm like, do they want to fake this? Like, do they want to at least, like, fake this? Like, I know that she had prosthetic arms and legs that made her thicker, but, like, that was a real human skin arm.
Those weren't even good prosthetic. Like, they did, I guess. Her face really did look just like her face. And I'm not saying she looks fat.
Yeah.
But it did really just look like her face.
Yeah. Well, it's like when Tyra Banks walked around, like, as a fat person, it's like, oh, you're, like, the hottest fat person I've ever seen in my, like, literally, you look like
Kaylee
Tyra Banks.
I think looked hotter fat. I think she was hot.
I actually agree.
Like, I think she was prettier.
When she... Something happened later in the movie, because you talked about how she has the Rock of Love hair where it's darker underneath. When she puts on the fat suit, it gets even darker. Have you noticed that? Like,
yeah, it's like she gets worse hair, too.
Yeah.
Everything. Like, I mean, what is this movie saying?
Was that of the times? Like, was...
Yeah.
That was Rock of Love 10 years ago? Yeah, but those girls were like whores, like sad tramps.
That just went out recently. Like, you'll still see it.
Oh, yeah. But
yeah,
like,
that skunk
like
hair
Teen
thing.
Mom.
Oh, yeah. That's not very long gone.
Sorry.
It's
and
like
by
the
way,
when
I
is
meant
that going
sex
away?
Workers, not whores. Sorry. So Allie decides she's going to do this at summer school because she needs a credit. So she needs these credits anyway.
She's like, the only class I could take is chemistry? That's total Nerdsville.
This is what I wrote here. She looks like a great big fat person.
I love making obvious notes.
And then I wrote, I also just wanted to quote Silence of the Lambs. I don't know if that's on the bingo board, but you guys, check that off if it is. And then I said the main issue here is that she's dressed like Steve Irwin, which she is. So we should note her fat person clothes are like a army green skirt that goes just past the knee, which is always a flattering look on a young woman. And then a button-up khaki I mean, would you?
She's always got like a V-neck sweater of some kind. She's got a lot of cargo wardrobe shirt.
It's like cargo pants, but if it was a shirt, like it has like weird pockets.
There's just pockets everywhere.
Yeah, there's weird pockets.
She's like,
everywhere.
"Where's my cell phone?"
And I'm like, she's still supposed to be in high school, so. She's at Jamie's house, and we're learning how like really rich Jamie is. And Allie's talking about how fat people use their weight as an excuse. She basically like says everything that like a horrible person says.
Yes,
like it's a choice. Like she's in literally a fat suit, being like, it's a choice. It'll be interesting to see what it's like to be like a big fat person that makes choices, like to eat all the time and to be fat. It's like just like, you know.
Is it weird? I'm excited. Like, I mean, who gets the chance to be someone else?
I don't know. Why don't you study great? Why don't you study, get good grades, go to college and reinvent yourself like literally everyone else? Everyone gets a chance to be someone else, you fucking loser. It's called going to college. So
get a haircut. It'll change your life.
So she says she's going to be her exact same self, just overweight. And
please
then
don't be. No. It's like Laura Dern in that show, The C Word, on Showtime, when Precious is in her class. And she said, look, you can't be fat and mean. And Precious is like, bitch. Like, please don't stay the same, Kelly.
So she said she's going to find her, she's going to be her same self, just overweight. So she got a glasses cam from Jamie. So it's like basically like big thick, like it's like plastic nerd glasses like I'm wearing
right
now. It's
just like nice. It's like what Google Glass could have been if they'd made a fucking effort. Well, they were actually very nice, I thought, the glasses.
The only issue is that like literally if you were talking to this person, you'd be like, why is there a clear dot in the bridge of your nose?
Like, and also, why am I not ever seeing the actual fat person this documentary is about?
Right. And also, why does your backpack have a gigantic hole in the back of it for other angles?
Oh like, my God. And why is everybody being shot like from the waist down? Like, what are you gonna lift? But what kind of hidden camera is that?
No, it's like literally
she's like, hold this at your waist, you're gonna get the best shot.
The hidden camera technology is incredible. And by the way, there's the hidden camera at the end that we have to talk about, how she manages to manipulate the hidden camera at the end. It's genius. So her friend Jamie tells her, you're going to Lucas Valley High. You need to go there. It's far enough away that you can take your classes there. But the only classes they're offering that summer are AP Bio or Chem.
Nerdsville.
Which I wrote here, like, you have to qualify for AP Bio or Chem. Like, you can't just be like, I would like to be in advanced placement biology.
Well, she took chemistry, but then they never did anything chemistry-like.
No, they did bio because when she was she did bio because when she was taking her tests. Because chemistry is basically, like, yeah, science, like math.
Boring stuff.
No, that, yeah, but it's also like science.
I'm talking Lifetime movie chemistry, okay? I want to see beakers and smoking stuff.
No, you know? She was taking biology because there was literally, like, I noticed in the final exam, there was, like, literally, like, a picture of a human intestine, and you had to, like,
She's like, here's what I say. It's fat. This intestine's fat. Okay, diagnosis. So I get an A.
So Allie's recording a video diary in her room. She's excited about her first day. She shuts her camera down when her mom sees her. Because her mom is a movie mom that literally one word is uttered in her child's room and she comes to the door. She's like, what are you doing up? And it's like, when I was a kid, like, I don't know if my mom was just always hungover or something, but I literally, like, would get myself ready for school, like, blow dry my hair, like, then, like, knock on my mom's door and she'd be like, huh? I was like, Mom, you have to drive me to school. It's 8:45. Like,
Caroline Ray is like, I've had this bun up since 4 a.m. Okay.
She's like, I wish I could put this bun in, okay? I'm defrosting the bacon. It's your first day of school, honey. I'm defrosting 2 pounds of bacon. What's unclear about
that? That dozen eggs is not going to crack itself, okay, Missy? Now, stop masturbating and get downstairs. Because also when her mom comes in, she's like doing some webcam thing, and her mom comes in, she's like, Mom! And also, you better check that computer. You don't know what that child's doing.
Literally, they're so broke that, like, if my mom walked in and saw me with, like, a camcorder, and I just, like, slammed it shut when she walked in the room, she'd be like, first of all, where did you get that? Secondly, this isn't good. Like, whatever.
Thirdly, we're selling that on eBay to get eggs.
So she goes and gets ready upstairs. So this is her big excuse, is that she tells her parents she's jogging every morning before school. And we're supposed to believe that this prosthesis man has enough time in his life that every morning for the entire summer he's putting her face into this mask, because the arms and legs and the fat suit itself,
that was that's Cabbage Patch body, what they did. Like, yeah, they made actual rubber everywhere else, but that's just like a big stuffed animal.
No, it really does look like when you strip down your Cabbage Patch, yes, like that's what that was.
It's like Amelia Mayhart,
except
or whatever
it
their
say,
names
like,
were.
Xavier Roberts on the ass or whatever. Isn't that what his name was? Xavier Roberts?
Yeah, it was Xavier something, but their names were always like Willa Box Mary.
Yeah,
it's like crazy names put together.
I had like a Mario like something, and I was just like, who would name a baby Mario? Like, that's like a real adult's name. Like, why would you name an infant Mario?
We all change our names as adults. I choose to be a Mario. Congratulations. Here's your diploma.
Mario.
You're an adult.
So Allie gets ready upstairs. She tells her neighbor she's lying to her mom because she may not take it the right way. Like, I would have just been transparent from day one and say, Mom, I obviously have a broken leg. I'm not going to college with a softball scholarship. As you know, you blew the family funds on diabetes. So I'm doing an experiment where I dress up like a fat person.
Well, especially if you want to be mean to Caroline Ray. Like, look, Mom, I'm going to pretend to be fatter than you, and I still ain't eating your breakfast, okay?
Yeah.
You can still keep that cheesecake in the freezer.
But why couldn't she just use the same line on her parents? Do you remember Black Like Me? Like, she could just say that to her parents.
Caroline Ray would have been like, vaguely.
Vaguely. Her friend, like, matter of fact, vaguely. So Allie gets on the bus, and remember, she's supposed to be the same person, okay? So as she gets on the bus, she's literally bumping into everyone, which is, by the way, like, this is like definitely something you hear across the board with people who struggle with being like very overweight, is that they are constantly, you're constantly bumping into things, you're constantly apologizing. But like, as Allie's getting on the bus, she's literally going, whoops, sorry, hi, hi, groceries, oh, whoops, sorry, hi. And I'm like, just shut up. Like anyone who you haven't spilled their coffee, like, they just want you to shut up.
Like, I know, because everybody's giving her a dirty look. And it's like, is it because you're fat or because you won't stop talking to people? Just sit down,
seat.
Okay? Nobody cares if you're sorry. It's a bus.
It's like,
be sorry back there.
It's like the person who shows up late to class and is like, hi, sorry I'm late. Anyway, oops, yeah, sorry, pardon me, walking through the back row. It's like, just shut up and
sit down.
Oh my
God, you won't believe why I'm late. It was the worst day.
No one cares, you fucking attention.
Well, you're here now. Shut up.
But I like how the only minority in this whole thing was the Indian guy she ended up sitting next to. And it's the only guy who smiled at her the whole time. I was like,
yeah,
what the hell?
And
at least
like,
thank
like
you for at least making
smile.
It nice.
Like,
that he smiled. And then when she turned away, she's like, sorry. And he's like, ugh.
It was a Mark Cuban smile, which is like, as soon as you're not looking, that smile
a
dropped.
Mark Cuban smile.
Oh, that's why I don't trust Mark Cuban. Because like, he'll totally smile at someone in the second they leave the tank, his face drops. And he's like, that was shit. And I'm like, oh my God, Mark Cuban, I can't trust you.
Well, as far as knocking things over, look, I really do go way up and way down. The past few years, I've just stayed up and going.
Yeah.
But when I first gained this round of 90 pounds or whatever, when I was waiting tables, it was in one of those restaurants where the tables are really tiny and they're really close together. Girl, I was knocking tagines off because I didn't notice.
What's a tagine?
You don't feel it. It's one of those big Moroccan. It looks like a tent, like a big triangle dish. And I'd bring them out fine and, you know, sweat. But I even do that when I'm thin. And I would just knock shit over because you don't, like, I could feel it, but I didn't know until my muffin top was literally knocking things on the ground. But I didn't say sorry to everybody walking in. I was like, you dropped your tagine. You still have to pay for that.
Okay. And, like, I would say, like, my legs have always been the skinniest part of my body. But, like, can you imagine navigating, like, you have the window seat on a plane? Because now people are so fucking, they're such assholes on planes now. That if you're,
oh, yeah.
And by the way, God forbid I'm stuck with a window seat because I literally get to the airport and I'm like, I'm handicapped. I need to sit in an aisle. Like, I
really?
Literally, like, I have mental problems.
When I'm thinner, I insist on window so I can fall asleep on the window.
Oh.
But at this weight, I insist on aisle. But even the aisles, the people with the fucking carts knock me in the muffin top and they're bitches about it.
I have fucking long ass legs. So if I can't get my leg out into the aisle, I'm fucked. Like, mama is gonna get off that plane and like literally her body is wrecked. Like, I wreck my body on a plane. Like, I have oddly long limbs.
Well, I do too. And I remember when that YouTube video came out a few years ago, it was like a lady from a TLC show, like a big lady, and someone was giving her shit about airplane seats or something. Mm-hmm. And there was this big internet flame. Oh, well, Kevin Smith, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, how dare Southwest charge me two seats? And I'm like, that was them being nice, Kevin Smith. You should have had to pay for the entire emergency exit row,
and
motherfucker.
And also it's Southwest, Kevin Smith. Like, we've all seen Clerks, okay? You can afford it.
You're boarding group A, B, and C. No, but there was like a big internet fight about it.
Kevin Smith's like, private jet they need is to a make... Southwest.
Isn't it? It's like okay when it's a guy. It's not weird. No, maybe it's because it's me. But there was this lady and there was a big internet fight about it. And she's like, you know, we need bigger plane seats. And that's just it. Americans are getting bigger. And I'm always in some state of overweight. But I remember thinking that's ballsy to just say, like, you just have to make bigger seats. But I swear to God, I think they're making those fucking seats smaller.
I'm telling you, I'm flying to Japan. I looked it up. It's a fucking 11-hour flight, by the way. P.S.
Oh, no.
Not worth it, baby. No. Would not have done 11 and 23 minutes. It's down to the 23rd minute. I'm looking at that shit. Look, if I am not in one of those goddamn pods, I swear to God, I will hang myself in the bathroom. Just for the flight attendant to hang yourself in those goddamn baths.
I don't know how anybody even pees. Like, for me to pee,
I have to bring Wags with me. Because I can't leave him alone, so I have to bring Wags in with me.
God, when,
like, I'm a mom with like
Wags.
An infant, and I have to pee with them on my lap. He's drugged out of his mind. I always buy him an airplane blanket and I wrap him up like a little swaddled baby and I just carry him.
A little burrito.
Yeah.
How cute.
But I was saying, like, people don't even get up on planes when you have to pee anymore. So, like, can you imagine being, like, in this prosthetic suit, like, having to crawl over two people? Because I have a hard time. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, either my ass or vagina is in your face. Like, I can't do anything about it because you want to sit here and not let me get up and pee. And my God-given American right to urinate on this plane. Like, I just want to pee.
Girl, I understood this bus scene because when you walk on a plane, people do look like, oh, geez. Especially if it's Southwest where you get to pick.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's like, call on time to get your ass on that plane first so you can get a middle seat or whatever. Because they see me coming and they're like, oh, Jesus. But you guess who else makes that look? Me. Nobody wants to sit with somebody who's taking half the goddamn of your seat.
Yeah.
And even I do it. And sometimes I sit next to another chunky guy and we just have, like, smushed tops.
Yeah.
You know? Like, and we're like, it's okay. Let's just sweat
this
on each other and lean.
This is a real abuse of power that I don't know if I want to admit it out loud. But I will. So, if I'm in, like, the C group, like a low C.
Oh, the C group.
Okay.
That's a shameful group to be in.
So, I have a service animal. So, technically, I found out one time when I was coming back from Baltimore, I found out that apparently, to some people, that reads as so mentally ill that I have to be in the pre-boarding group. So, if I
Miles, like, how many things are you going to make people hate you for?
So, if I have a C group, if I'm, like, C48... I'm like, I'm sorry, I have really bad anxiety, I need pre-boarding. And it'll be me, your, like, cotton top grandma, like, a, like, severely obese man with two broken legs, and, like, wagon stuff. Like, we're the pre-boards. But, like, I will be honest
with you. And you know everybody's just like, fuck you.
Well, no,
emotional
just, like,
support animal one.
Mentally ill girl. They're like, stay away from that. Like, keep the Finlandia vodka away from that mentally ill girl. Like,
the Finlandia.
How many Finlandias has that mentally ill girl in the third row had? Like, literally, I'm all about JetBlue now. One, because I met my new friend Tommy, who's a flight attendant. We went to brunch after he... Ronnie, if you think that my sickness hasn't gotten worse, it's all time low. Like, I literally, now I talk to the flight attendant from my JetBlue flight from New York, like, three times a day on the phone. I don't call my mother. I talk to Tommy from JetBlue three times a day. Like, maybe I am mentally ill enough to board the plane or...
You're like, I'm just tricking everybody, making them think I'm mentally ill.
But so Tommy gave me 6 free Tito's and sodas on the way back.
That's a
home.
Friend. I would call him 3 times a day, too.
No, and, like, so then, like, the little man next to me, like, his team got a point on the football thing. And I was like, and Tommy was going to charge him for his Heineken. So I, like, turned to him. I was like, no, sir, I'm happy for your football team. Heineken on me. So I was like, Tommy, charge the card. So I paid $6 for the man next to me to have a Heineken.
Tommy's like, I'm not paying for his shit. That's look, for goddamn sure. No, like, what, are you Tommy's buy like, it for the whole plane?
Tommy's like, well, he pulled me up to the front. And he's like, you're really pretty. Where do you live? And I'm so easily flattered.
A white room.
I'm so easily flattered. I was like, thanks. You're really pretty, too. I live in Glendale. And he's like, you want to go to brunch tomorrow? And I'm like, okay. He's like, I'm flying to Portland all month. I have layovers every week in Burbank. Do you want to hang out? And I'm like, yeah, you can stay at my house if you want. He's like, oh, I get a free hotel. I was like, oh, I'll come over and watch TV. Like, I'm like, literally, Molly, do you not have friends? Like, why do you make friends like this? What is wrong with you? But you know
what? That's good.
I collect. I have a ramshackle situation that I'm very proud of.
Hey, let's that's play, how you should make friends.
Let's just play 2351 to 2530.
That is hilarious. I'm sick of myself.
Janie, FYI, buses, not for big people.
Okay, remember your goals, right?
Yes, phase one, interact with as many social groups as possible, record their reaction. Phase two, try to win them over.
Okay, yeah, buy something special for lunch, see how people react, and try to sit for cool girls too, okay?
But I'm new, how am I supposed to know who the cool girls are?
Please, popular girls are always the same. Long hair, short skirts, air of entitlement. Anyways, you'll know your own kind.
I'm glad to know you don't stereotype.
Well, right now you've left all your old stereotypes behind. Have fun without them. Come get your lunch. Have fun.
Sorry I'm late. I usually make a much better first impression. Simon. Hey, cool shirt.
Moo.
By the way, we're recording this on National Mental Illness Day.
Did you know? Thank you for saying that, because I was watching this and taking notes, I believe, on National Pizza Day.
Yeah.
And because it was fat like me, I put on my Crocs, which I'm wearing now.
Yeah.
And I got my Domino's Rewards pizza. Oh, and I just binged it while I watched this.
Did you have to? Oh, wow.
That's wags.
For bones. Did you have to eat 12 pizzas or something to get a reward?
Girl, I've almost got my second one saved up, because you can't just order the free one. Yeah. You have to get like a ton
I
of stuff.
I hoard my points at Starbucks. I don't do that.
Yeah, I do that too. Yeah. Well, Domino's, I just wait until a binge day. So it's like, I didn't get three pizzas. I got like pizza and then those little Parmesan twists like, I don't know, the stuffed cheesy bread. I was like, let's get crazy, guys.
Yeah, but you know what? When someone gets into the cinnamon space, when someone's like, let's do Cinnasticks, I'm like, you've lost your mind. Like, you literally, like, I'm driving you to rehab. Like, get in my car.
I've tried that once. It wasn't good. Do you know what's worse? The pasta in the bread bowl.
Oh, yeah. No. That's like mentally ill.
I've had that. Yeah,
speaking of National Mental Illness Day.
Okay, so she gets to her new class, and here's some more, like, semi-homely people being really mean. And I don't know why that is. I don't know why it's not like the really pretty Heathers who are being mean.
Right.
But it's like other nerds. And there's even a fat guy in the front who's being mean to her.
Well, they're taking AP bio. So, like, obviously they're ugly.
That's not what I was expecting.
No.
So mean. He's like, moo. Wide load. It's like every hacky fat thing you can say.
Yeah, he's like, somebody get the tractor trailer, whatever he said. It was like so bad. Forklift, what do you call it? I don't know.
He's like,
someone get the cement grinder. Like, I don't know anything. Don't know anything about construction. So she finds the one other girl in the class that's heavy, and she sits with her. They smile at each other. So at lunch, she goes looking for the cool girls, as Jamie told her she had to do. She has to sit with them, but they ignore her and walk away.
Oh, my God. Fuck this movie, by the way. They show when she's out in the quad or whatever.
Yeah.
They show this thin guy, and he's standing against a wall, like, with his legs crossed in front of him, with an apple sitting next to him.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah, because skinny people love apples.
Yes, they just, all they need is an apple, guys. Hot
so,
people.
Jamie kind of trolled the fuck out of her when she packed her lunch because she was like, I packed you a special lunch. So all that's in this lunch is a Ziploc bag of like loose kettle chips and then
You really just upgraded her lunch experience to kettle chips.
And then like a Sprinkles cupcake. Like it's literally the most perfect looking vanilla cupcake. It's completely unsquished. Like literally had that brown bag been in my possession for 5 seconds, that thing would have been crumbs by the time. And I'm not talking Crumbs Bakery. I'm talking literally that would have been a flat ass like piece of cake. I'd be eating it with my hands. Like, and then so everyone in the, you know, look, I have many obese friends that when we go out to dinner, they won't eat with me. I have to eat alone.
You know what? That ain't true with me. Mm-mm. I'm like, let's go to happy hour. We can get everything for $5. It's still like $300.
Yeah. I want all the wings. No, literally, like, by the way, this is how sad my life is. I'll saddle up to Buffalo Wild Wings. I'll saddle up to the bar alone with my wing. Oh, I love a wing.
I feel bad, like, licking my fingers and
oh,
stuff.
I don't like bones. I do a boneless wing.
Oh, a boneless. God, you're fancy.
I do a boneless wing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, well, on Thursdays.
That's like the upgrade.
On Thursdays, they're 49 cents.
Boneless?
Yes.
Girl,
honey.
Glendale.
Okay. That's Glendale. What I'm
that's why the kids are all coming
get
to Glendale.
Get your ass
girl.
Over to Buffalo Wild Wings on a Thursday.
Take a $35 lift for some 49 cent fucking wings. I would too.
I honestly think I'm going to start watching sports this year so I can have
no,
wings.
No, I can't. No.
No, I'm going to.
No, but then you're
one
eating wings
humps.
With those guys.
I'm going to. So. No, like literally though.
No offense.
Like literally, I would probably fuck at least. That's like kind of like my like Adam in this movie, like the little brother. Like I probably meet like a lot of.
It's like you're John Goodman. Yeah. You're just like a man oh. who smells a bit of vinegar and leaves some orange on your back.
By the way, like literally, John Goodman would like. He's like I have a huge crush on John Goodman. Like literally a huge crush. So
I loved you in Damages, but everyone's... I think I'll leave it there.
So everyone's staring at her. She goes to eat. She throws it all away. Then we see a redhead teacher. That's her documentary teacher at school, at her other school. He spots her and he
Johnson.
Looks. Yeah, he's like Mr. Johnson. So he's the only person with a last name, no first name. By the way, I'd like to point out that every character in this movie has a first name or a last name, but no first and last name, including the main characters.
Because they ran out of white people names.
I know.
Like everything's like Sarah. Kelly, Annie, John, Johnson.
Mike. It's like literally, it's so bad. So,
but also we forgot to say the part where her documentary friend, like she's getting meaner now. She's like, yeah. Look at that. It's a cupcake. Okay. Find the popular girls. You'll know who they are. You're just one of them.
Yeah. We just played
blonde,
that clip.
Oh yeah. We were smoking during that.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Cigarettes. So
hey guys, remember that part?
Guys, remember that part? That was so fucking good. So she dabbles with her friend after school.
Do you guys
she's
remember Black
like
Me?
She goes, she's like, I can't believe how mean people are. She's like, but I'll keep going. Personality and persistence will trump pounds. Which is from, I think, another quote from Kaylee Cuoco's IMDb page that they just put directly into the movie. They were like, Kaylee knows this. This is a message she sends out. Personality
people are
and persistence.
Mirrors, okay. They give you back what you put out. I'm like, you've been staring at Caroline Ray for 10 minutes. Like, how are you going to say shit
you
like that?
You can't even look at your own mother. Okay. Literally, she squeezed you out your vagina. Even your little brother's like, she gave me birth, you gave me wedgies. Like, even your own little brother can acknowledge Caroline Ray's vagina and you can't. Like, literally, get real.
Well, she does a couple of things that make me want to kill her. Wait, are we back with her brother yet?
So, yeah, we are. So,
okay,
she's at
so
home.
First of all, she's on the phone with her friend. She's like, people are such a walking cliche. They mood. Who does that?
Yeah.
Which made me
it's
laugh.
It's like you.
Because true. Yeah, you do. To your mother, young lady. But she's talking to her brother lately. And
later. And he's eating a personal pan pizza.
He's eating a personal pan pizza. The
which
cheese,
is not
like
a
cold.
Personal pan pizza.
Yeah, it's like not even melted cheese. I don't know what she was disgusted by, but everything was gross. And then he's like, I'm writing some poetry.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like 3 pages that you're typing on MS Word.
Who yeah.
Does, like, now who does that?
That's too long. A poem.
Yeah, you need to handwrite that shit.
He should read Rosie O'Donnell's blog if he wants some poetry inspiration, because you can jam a lot of betrayal into about 6 words. Okay.
It wasn't that the greatest discovery ever when Rosie O'Donnell was like, I'm not nice at all. I'm a fucking bitch. And I'm miserable all day.
Do you want to know another sick place I made friends in
Where?
Real life? In the comment section of Rosie O'Donnell's blog.
I can
I've
see
been
it.
Following a woman for over 9 years on the internet. Her kids call me her internet famous friend. I'm going to visit her in Oregon.
I can
And I met her 9 years ago in the comments section of Rosie O'Donnell's blog.
I can see it. After Rosie, the happy daytime show, she started that blog, and then she just turned evil. Like, she was like, I'm pissed. And she would just go off. Like, commenters would be like, I disagree. She'd be like, hey, Pepe, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite comments. Hey, Pepe.
I just realized something that might be that thing about me. That might be, like, a layover from my fat girl days. That
Rosie?
That I just will make friends anywhere. Like, I'm like, oh, you're talking to me? Sick. Let's be best friends.
Me too.
Like, literally. Like
when you made fun of Oscar the Grouch being homeless, I told you a few weeks ago I was walking home drunk at like 4 a.m. and I met this, like, you know how homeless guys just start walking with you in the city? Because they want something, but they're like, hey, man, like just trying to start a combo.
Yeah,
we walked for 3 blocks. He gave me a pocket knife.
Oh,
I kept it until my friend Trisha made me throw it away. She's like, why are you keeping this? And I was like, because he gave it to me.
I think we've established Trisha's not a good friend. Did I talk about the man with one hand last week?
I have no knife to kill them with.
So last week when I was in New York, when I found out Hugh Hefner died, I had a really weird drunken reaction to it, and I just started sobbing hysterically on the street.
Oh.
And this man walked up to me. He's like, are you okay, baby? And I'm like, not really. And he's like, are you cool? Like, what do you? And I was like, do you want to go get a drink? And he was like, yeah. So, like, literally, like, I'm on the street with this man. He's probably like, I don't know, like 35. He's about my height. He's a black guy. He's very cute. He has a nice jacket. We're talking. We're walking. We go into a store. I buy some cigarettes. I buy him a bouquet of flowers. We go to a store. I have a drink. Then we get back to my hotel. And he goes, you haven't said anything about my thing. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, my hand. Ronnie, he had one hand.
What are you supposed to say?
I hung out with someone for hours and
you're
didn't.
Like, hey, so.
No.
High five.
No, it's because this is the second time in my life that I've hung out with someone for an extended period of time and didn't realize they only had one hand.
Girl, I grew up with this girl named Kristen. And the first time I met her, she goes, I mean, she was so nice when we were laughing. She goes, you can stop staring at my leg. And I was like, I'm not staring at your leg. And it was a prosthetic leg. And she was wearing a mini skirt. I was like, I'm not staring at your leg, but why are you so weird about it? You know?
I know, right? Well, because, I mean, she only has one leg. She's probably used to a lot of betrayal. Yeah.
And I'm like, you didn't have to mention me being fat, which I didn't. But I thought of that later.
But I like that about us. You and I will pick up a friend anywhere. I like that.
The world is your friend.
Make new friends, but keep the old,
until you piss them off and they won't answer your calls anymore. Okay, moving on.
So she tells Mike to go for this, or she tells Adam to go for this girl named Megan. Let's speed it up. So at school the next day, she can't follow along. Guy who sits in front of her keeps looking back at her. She's asked to pass out the test schedule. So she's basically like a dude's making fun of her because she's banging into all the desks as she walks. Moo.
Like the writer's room couldn't even come up with new jokes.
No, there's no writer's room on this movie, Annie. There's not even a punch up.
They're
Are
like,
you kidding
hey, Kaylee,
me?
What would you do? She's like, well, if it got dirty, people would be shocked. I'll tell
so
you that.
So she turns around and she goes, you know what they say about guys with big mouths? They're very small everywhere else. And the whole class is like, ooh. And it's like, I love that, like, Fat Allie has gotten enough dick that she can, like, literally, like, in this scenario, plus size Allie has gotten enough dick that she's like, hey, little dick, shut your mouth. Like, literally, like, I wouldn't even say that to a man. And, like, trust me, I've gotten plenty of D in my life. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Kaylee gets everything in this movie because she gets chunky. She's still hot. She gets, like, a really cute pair of glasses, clothes she never had to shop for that are semi-cute. Nice Crocs. You know, I appreciate nice Crocs. She
Love
even
nice
gets
croc.
Sassiness because usually that takes a lot of bullying. Like, my sarcasm all comes from bullying. Like, I want to defend myself, but I wasn't willing to work out to do it. So
right.
I learned how to be, you know, take other people down. She didn't even have to do that. Like, she's sassier than the naturally fat girl. It's
I
not
think
fair,
she picks it up
movie.
From her little brother. I think she downloaded that at home.
A little bad news.
And who knows what Caroline Ray said when she was in the hospital. Probably some real nasty words said over some Jell-O. So,
I know Caroline Ray is really nice now.
They bring out the sugar-free Jell-O, and she's like, you fucking cunt. What? Mom?
No, Caroline's in her recovery phase now. We don't get to see where she's, like, forcing diabetes on herself and, like, screaming at the kid or whatever.
So, Ramona, the other heavy girl in the class is named Ramona. And the skinny dude in the class is named George. They want to be study buddies with her.
Okay, the skinny guy.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be the nerd, okay?
Yeah.
He's got that Bravo mom hair where it's like that guy hair that's like pasted. It's like girly hair or whatever.
It's like a little Justin Bieber-y.
And he's cute. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he's not the guy leaning on the convertible, but he's not that far.
I would have hooked up with him.
You
yeah.
win, you
no,
know?
Yeah, no. But he's not like, supposed to be heavy.
Well, but then her friend later is like, you either hang out with fat people or the fat ready ones. I'm like, he's not even fat ready. What are you talking? He's like a string bean. And then what's his fetish with fat girls? He's
nice to Ramona. He fetishizes.
And then
he's a feeder.
A new fat girl and he's like, hey, you want to go get some gravy fries?
Yeah, no.
You want to get some fries with some meat and gravy on them?
He's
That's
a feeder.
He's a feeder.
So he says, you want to be steady buddies? It'll only cost you a round of cheese fries. Like
that I'm going to shove down your face while your hands are tied behind your back until you get so big I have to hose you down, like on TLC.
Like the way I like. So
I know what you're up to, Peter.
His name's George. Allie can't believe how hard she's being bullied at school. She goes in the bathroom to change out of her suit, and then I wrote LMAO, she's wearing fucking Crocs. So this is where I finally realized.
I was like, how dare they? What a stereotype. Okay, I'm wearing Crocs.
Ronnie literally wears his Crocs over. Let's play 3117 to 3407.
Okay. Impressions. I'm just going to say it. I hate being fat. I hate my fat hands. I hate my fat face. You know what? Mostly I hate all the big fat attitudes of everyone around me. Oh, I can't stand the thought of being in that stupid suit one more damn day. It's like me giving permission to everyone to treat me like crap.
Johnson?
Busted.
What are you even doing here? This isn't your school.
Is it yours? I'm teaching a summer class. I have a legitimate reason to be here, which is more than I can say for you.
Okay. First of all, let's not overreact. I mean, what's so wrong with wearing a lot of makeup and a few extra layers?
Okay, hidden cameras are less good.
You know, this isn't fair. You're not even supposed to be here, and you started this whole thing by telling us about the scholarship. I am only doing what you have asked us to do all year.
Wearing foam.
No, finding a story that needs to be told and going after it with everything we have.
Okay, what's your story?
I don't really know yet. Look, I started to get that scholarship, but it's raising all these questions about weight and identity, and I just think people will want the answers if you just give me a chance.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
Do we really need to stand here and debate the meaning of okay?
No, sorry. Thank you.
Well, thank me by taking this seriously and giving it a real shot. And I want to see the final product before I sign off on it.
So we're cool? He's down with it?
Not only is he down with it, he wants to be all mentory and advise us. But, you know, I really did mean what I said to him. I think we're really onto something with this documentary. So, George. How does the footage look?
Fat girl and geek boy. Discuss.
Why? I thought you only cared about the supposed cool people.
Well, I did until you handed us these two. They're cherry. Pathetic. Empathetic. She's fat. He's fat adjacent.
Hey, stop. Seriously, they were the only ones that were really nice to me.
Exactly. We could totally use that. I mean, as much as I love our gimmick, you're still just a pretty girl in a fat suit. Who really cares if your feelings get hurt? No offense.
I'm sure. So what's your point?
You really want this to mean something? Find out what it's like when the suit doesn't come off. You need to tell that side, too.
Well, we have to talk about this because we just talked about a really creepy moment with the feeder, right? That gave me the heebies when I watched it. And I'm not really sensitive about stuff like that. I'm like, why wouldn't a thin person want to be friends with me? You know, well, they don't. Let's be honest. I'm just kidding.
You call me fat?
No, I'm just, like, literally, I'm just kidding. I'm just being a jerk because I forgot what I was going to say. But the next creepy part is Mr. Johnson being at the school.
Yeah.
And he's like, look at that fat girl. I'm going to follow her into the bathroom.
He's like, I kind of recognize that fat girl.
And he just stands outside the bathroom the entire time she's changing out of her fat suit. And Kaylee just throws her fat suit in the trash can to hide it. And then takes a whole trash bag with her.
Yeah. Which I was like, you're lucky there's not just like a raw tampon floating around.
How do we know there's not?
I mean, I guess she checked. It was the end of the day. But I mean, that's an awful lot to expect from summer school.
I was very upset about this whole thing. And he's
so,
like, bastard.
Like, honestly, if a teacher who was just teaching summer school was standing outside of the ladies' room at a high school for more than a minute and a half, like,
well,
I would have
Megan's
him arrested.
List in this day and age.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. He'd be registered somewhere.
So while we should say that while her and Jamie are working together, Kaylee, this is very poor quality. I thought Kaylee was carrying a bowl of cheese curls up the stairs. They're just carrots.
Still
carrots.
Still low effort. I thought it was cantaloupe. And I was like, at least she cut something. And you know, she did it like, oh, well, this is at the rich girl's house. So she couldn't do it to make Caroline Ray mad.
No. So some kids are playing horse. It's like Kaylee, like her friend Kendall, like in the hot boys, right? They're all playing horse. And Kendall says that one of Mike's friends that she heard that he hooked up with Darcy at a school party. And then he says, and then another guy says, to avoid that chick because Darcy's a future fatty. She doesn't pass the mom test. Her mom isn't hot, so she's going to be fat when she gets older. I wrote my notes, this makes me feel good because my mom is hot.
I did, true. You know, that's, I've always heard that, like, you're going to look like your mom in 10 years. I wish that worked for guys because my mom is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, she keeps it together.
Yeah. No, and like, also that is 90% of Shauna too, is that like Shauna puts effort into it.
Oh my God.
Like,
my mom's like, full on effort her whole life, you know?
Yeah. I can't
for her.
I can't go back and like be the Gigi to her Yolanda right now. but I am Gigi Hadid in case you guys were wondering. So the guy says, how come a wedding ring is like a ripcord? As soon as you put one on, and like, it's like the sickest, like, it's the sickest shit ever. So Allie's talking alone with Mike, and she's
also
like
every guy gets so much hotter after he's married, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, I know, they all get so hot.
Yeah.
So Eddie's a little bit of a jerk, huh? That's what she says to Mike, and Mike's like, it's not all his fault. Concussions, which I was like, concussed like me. Like, they didn't know 10 years ago the climate that sports concussions would have. Like, literally, like, that is terrible. Like, when he's just like, oh no, he has too many concussions, I was like, oh, so you mean he's gonna beat the fuck out of his wife in 10 years and it's not gonna be his fault and he's gonna lose his fucking NFL
deal? That's like future
deal?
Elevator footage.
No, like, seriously. But do you want to make concussed like me?
It's like Black Like Me. Do you remember that? No, I don't. I've had a
Vaguely.
Concussion.
Vaguely. It was either that or beating the shit out of my girlfriend. I can't remember.
Oh my God.
So you guys, turn this off. Why? So he kisses her and he goes, come on, Miss Adorably Sexy. Let's walk together. So they go walking.
He's like, you're not like I thought you'd be. Pretty girls are usually, I don't know, like, insane. I like that you're not fake. You know BS. You know who you are. That's hot. What has she told you?
I know.
I haven't seen one fucking conversation between you
no,
two.
No,
okay?
Seriously.
With your split bangs and your red convertible and your twink ass and your forgiveness of the mean jock.
Your twink ass.
Who are you? You guys haven't even talked. I feel like those hot people in high school are like, you're hot, I'm hot. Let's just be together forever. I love him. Like, you don't love him.
Yeah. Wait, so Allie's in her fat suit at school. Her guy friend says, is there any proof of God other than... It's George. And they're eating cheese fries at a diner. My mistake.
I just have to point out one fat thing that the hot guy said. He goes, why are you so private? Is there another guy? Is he smaller than me? I was like, oh.
No.
No, you're the smallest hot guy, okay? Stop saying shit like that in a fat movie. Everything's
also
triggering.
Like, smaller than me? Like, he's not, like, why would a girl want a guy that's, like, smaller than the muscly hot dude
it's
in
just,
school?
He's like, is he bigger than me? Is he smaller than me? I'm like, what?
Yeah,
everything
it's a
about
size. It's a size thing.
You have bangs in a convertible. Be quiet.
So Allie's in her fat suit at this, like, cafeteria thing, and George is like, is there any better proof of God than the cheese fry? And Allie's like, I'll pass that on to the Pope. So I'm like, oh, also oddly religious. like, that's her clapback. Is like, I'll pass that on to the Pope.
Oh my
Which
God.
Is like also like very 80s, like when people would just reference the Pope, like, oh, we're getting a visit from the Pope today. Like, talks like that anymore.
And he's like, well, yeah, cheese fries. Gotta go. Yeah. I'm like, you set up this fucking cheese fry date. Where are you going?
Do you know
and
Ramona's where he's
sitting
going?
There like, oh my
Do
God.
Do you want to know where he's going? His ska band practice. And Ramona's like rubbing one out and she's like, we should go see a ska band sometime. They're really good. And and Allie's like, you like George, don't you? She's like, no, I don't. I just like, he's like great. And it doesn't matter anymore because he's into you anyway. And
in
then,
a way that's not cutty. Like, this guy's been ordering me cheese fries. Do you know how hot that is to a chunky person? Like, the first man who's like, babe, you want to go have cheese fries? I don't care. You can beat me.
I can
beat
myself in front of you. I love that.
Yes,
thank you. Yes.
You are mine forever.
Best
and
I ever
Ramona
had.
Ramona just
like,
doesn't care
because yeah.
she's nice, because she's fat. You know, this movie, I swear, it was written by a thin person.
Cue the Drake.
So also, she's like, you're so smart. I was like, how do you know?
No,
she said
she's
she
a
likes
big
a guy
Dumbo.
In a ska band.
Also,
like,
she's Ramona smart.
Yeah, Ramona. Oh. She's like, you're so smart, Ramona. What are you doing in summer school? I was like, you've talked to Ramona one time because the guy laughed.
And Ramona's
you
like, I can't handle all the laughing at me. Plus, I'm trying to get out of here and go to college. I wish I had your style. And I was like, let's go shopping. So they go shopping.
I wish I had your style of V-neck sweaters and Crocs.
I'm about to die via stingray. Like, literally, like Bindi Irwin, my daughter will be winning Dancing with the Stars 15 years. I'm sorry.
Hell has
Bindi
never
Irwin
tasted
has been
like
my,
cheese fries until now.
Bindi Irwin has been my biggest enemy since she was 7 years old. Like, I literally don't know what to do. For some reason, never been able to stand that Bindi Irwin. I love that she loves animals. I love animals, too. I love what the family's done for animals. There's animal listeners on here. If there's animals listening to this...
There might be actual crocodiles.
Okay, if you're a stingray,
right?
Like, listen to me, okay? Freak accident, I understand. But you took out Steve Irwin, style icon to high school girls. So they're going shopping, and Kaylee Cuoco reads a quote from her IMDb page, and she goes, clothing isn't fashion, it's armor, because high school is war. Okay, where is that from? Clothing isn't fashion, it's armor, because high school is war. Like, is that from
I'm Ramona
something?
Quimby, age 8? I don't know. Like, that doesn't even make sense to me. So, you know what's armor? Fat. Okay. Fat is armor because high school is war. You stupid skinny bitch. How can you still not know that?
So Allie's basically like, your problem is that you're wearing clothes that are too drapey. You need to wear something too, like, a little bit more fitted.
You know, that's the worst advice anyone ever gave Kirstie Alley. She said it on her show. She's like, I went on Oprah, and Oprah told me fatter people need to wear thinner clothes because they look less like tents.
Right.
And then she shows a montage of all these pictures of her in these little tiny tops
Wait,
that don't fit.
Was she the one who came out in a bikini on Oprah?
That
Wait, Oprah
like
made some,
Alley,
or like, or
so.
Oprah made someone come out in a bikini, and it was like obviously like they like had lighting on like the abs, and they had her in like a what's it called? A sarong.
Oh,
and like,
God.
It was just, it was like this actress had clearly committed to like, yes, Oprah, in 90 days, I will be wearing a bikini on your show. And like, literally the actress was not ready. She looked great in my mind, like in any average American mind, but of course she's like some broken actress. So she's like, oh my God. So they were like,
this
literally
ruined me forever.
Yeah. They're putting like the Vaseline glow on her. Like,
oh,
yeah.
Girl. Vaseline doesn't help. You just look like a basted turkey. Tried it.
So can we play our Pretty Woman scene from 40 minutes to 43:11?
Come on. They wouldn't have fit anyway. So I was thinking maybe sometime the three of us could go to a movie. Or not if you're busy. You're probably busy.
Are you going to pretend like that didn't just happen to us? I'm going back in there.
Please don't. Just let it go.
Clothing in place. It works for all different types of fabric.
Hi, remember me? This may get a little awkward, so you might want to stand over there.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, good, because that's why I came back in here. You owe my friend an apology.
Okay, maybe you want to calm down.
And maybe you need to eat some carbs, but unlike you, I'm not here to judge.
Okay, you know what, dear? I was just dealing with an actual customer, so I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Fine, then I'm going to have to ask for the name of your manager, and if she can't figure out a way to apologize, then I'll have to call your head office, and trust me, I will call. I may not be your target demographic, but I have friends and I have family that shop here, and believe me, I will tell them how you treated us.
That'll do, Janine. I'm the manager. How may I help you, ladies?
That was like Richard Gere and Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman.
You know you just made yourself the hooker in that scenario?
I just don't get it. How you have all this confidence, like they haven't gotten to you.
They?
You know what I mean. It's like, when I'm fat, I don't own my own body anymore. Everyone else has a right to an opinion on it. Like, what is that about?
That's a good question. I was beginning to think you ate air.
Come on. Like you don't have a secret stash of your own. Go ahead, help yourself.
I'm okay.
And you know what else? I eat too much when I'm stressed, and I hate exercise. But that's my problem. How did it become everyone else's?
But what about all the health stuff? I mean, you know what they say, that people like us cost the system.
Ellie, you really think teenagers moo at us because they're worried about the healthcare system?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, there is some truth to it. My mom made herself sick 6 years ago.
What happened?
She's always struggled with her weight, and I guess one day she just gave up. I mean, big time. Kept eating, kept gaining. Got diabetes, didn't stop eating. Was put on medical diets, didn't stop eating. I mean, she ended up in the hospital with a heart attack before she stopped.
I'm sorry. How is she now?
She's fine. 80 pounds lighter, for now, but I just don't know if it's gonna happen again. I hate living like that. You know, if her addiction was alcohol, I could hate her for ruining her life or the family, but what kind of girl are you if you hate your mom for being fat?
But I still hate her.
Okay, but also, like, she's like, I mean, if my mom was like a brutal alcoholic who like beat the shit out of us and fell down the stairs every night on her way upstairs to bum a cigarette from the guy who does prosthesis, like, that would be one thing. But like, she's fat.
I could be slightly more upset than getting fat.
So also, like, isn't that scene, I've only seen Pretty Woman like probably four times, and then twice in a row while I went to the Regent Beverly Wilshire, where they play it over and over again in the manicure place. I like was getting a manicure and pedicure, and like, you know, those fancy places, they think you must just be wanting to luxuriate. And I'm like, no, girl, like in my mind, rich people don't have time. So like, you got to hurry this up. I can't get a 4 hour. I could just watch this shit twice. I'm Gary Marshall'd out for the rest of my fucking life. But like, when she says like, we were like Richard Gere and Julia Roberts, I thought that like the...
No, you're like Jason Alexander and Jason Alexander.
No. You're fired, Ronnie. You are fired.
But it's like equating to... It's a false equivalency, okay?
No, but also wasn't that a scene, the shopping scene between the butler and Julia Roberts? Like Richard Gere didn't go into the boutique and say like,
yeah,
she has
Richard Gere fucked the same whore. Like he didn't care. He fucked the poor one. He fucked the richer looking one.
No,
he didn't
but
care.
She's referring to the shopping scene where she's like, big mistake.
Yeah.
Huge.
Because first she goes in as a hoe and the lady excuse me, this is Beverly Hills and you're a hooker. And she's like, how dare you?
The guy who brings her back to the salon is like, charge it to the game is not Richard Gere, it's the bellhop from the hotel, the judgy right. Bellhop who's like on his high horse in his fucking Hollywood studio apartment, right. Like which I love. I'm like, literally, you realize she's your downstairs neighbor, right? Like why are you being so fucking judgy? Like you're making serious money at the Reach Bev Wilsh. Yes, like exactly. Come on now.
But also in that movie she leaves with like ball gowns and fun things. What'd these girls get? Nothing.
Literally
they
nothing.
Still didn't fit in anything,
they
any
got rejected. No, they got rejected from like the express plus size section.
Yeah, some lady, they ended up calling customer service and then the customer service lady smiled, but then they still left with like no clothes that fit. So I don't know what's happening in this movie, but stop trying to ruin Pretty Woman, ladies.
So for people at home who can't get the visual we got, when Allie says, I thought you eat air, Ramona had just opened up her glove compartment and many candy bars fell out of it. And her weapon of choice, which I thought about it in the car today. I thought about it when I was watching this three times. I thought I had to drive back from Santa Monica. I had a lot of time to think about this. She eats something called nut bars, which I can only imagine is like a payday. And like, I can't imagine.
It sounds like a Big Lots candy.
I can't think of anything sadder to get fat on than like a payday. Like, what an unsatisfying candy bar.
Especially when you're poor.
If they were called like sneakers or something, like if they called them like
sneakers,
if they called it a sneakers or like a Twins bar, I'd be like, oh my God. Yeah, I would totally get fat on Twins bars. But like nut bars, is really your weapon of choice.
The thing is, people always think, oh, you're fat because you really love food. You know, like a lot of times heavy people will say, and even at Weight Watchers, which I've been in and out of my whole life, like I've been through every goddamn counting system they've come up with. But people are like, oh, I'm just a foodie. I just really love food. I'm like, bitch, you do not.
I love bread.
My first time at around 300 pounds was Little Debbie's, okay? It was boxes and boxes and boxes of those fucking Little Debbie brownies for 99 cents from the goddamn Skaggs.
Do you want to know what my thing is?
Huh?
Like, if I'm going to let loose, like, if Molly's going to, like, really fucking let it rip, those little white donuts.
Oh, the powdered ones?
Oh, get the fuck
out. I like out the chocolate frosted ones.
No, it's
I've downed so many boxes of those.
They're harder to eat. The chocolate ones,
they are? I think the powdered one gets chalky in my mouth.
That's true. Quick. Maybe that's why I like them. But I'm also sick. My other fat person thing that I love to do is to shove a fistful of goldfish crackers, cheddar goldfish crackers in my mouth, and then take a sip of Diet Coke. Then smush them together.
Yeah, I do the...
Sammy's so disgusted. That's
good. One of my favorite is either Thin Mint or the peanut butter sandwich cookies, the Girl Scout cookies. You put them in your mouth, you crunch down just the edges off with your teeth, and then you drink water, believe it or not, and it softens them, and it turns them into sandy... Wonder. I mean, girl, being fat sucks, but getting fat. People keep saying, why would you ruin your hard work? I'm like, because this is fucking so fun. The only reason I lose weight is so I can still fly.
Yeah.
And the only reason I fly is to go to better restaurants.
And shout out to everyone out there. I just want you to know, if you eat the reduced fat Cheez-Its, you can eat a lot more. And I just want to let you know that.
Oh, no. I got some of those Ritz, which are like less salt. Fuck you. Give me the crunchy, disgusting. I want to feel like I'm going to have a heart attack.
Regular Cheez-Its are too heavy for me. I need to eat volume. If I'm doing a Cheez-It, I like to...
Saltine for a cracker or like anything I can drink with Diet Coke and it smushes it and turns it into like carby liquid.
Oh my God. I just watched an SVU and they found out the perp. Whenever his mom was hooking, she'd leave a box of saltines on the stoop for him. And
I would be so excited my mom was a hooker.
I know. So like the little boy like grew up eating saltines for dinner. Like, so he wound up like killing a bunch of prostitutes because he hated his mom. And they went back to his old neighbor in the Bronx, and this old Italian lady comes out of her house and she's like, imagine saltines for dinner. Like, it's like so, she's so
every dead
fucking
person
upset.
Is covered in like white crumbs.
Mom's hooking.
Also, I have to give a shout out to this movie's realism because the car binge.
Yeah.
There's a nice, my fat friend growing up, we would go to Arby's on like two sandwiches for 20 cents or whatever it was back when I was growing up. Girl, binging with another fat person in the privacy of your car. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Fat Like Me. I'm loving this movie much more.
Yeah. I've always done really well with a boyfriend because it's like an excuse. Like, it's like, oh, I'm keeping up with him. But also, I just ate 12 pounds of barbecue, and he's, like, secretly mortified and never wants to see me again and cannot believe, like, we're in a relationship.
Well, it's unfair when you hang out with someone who's less weight than you. Because if we go out together and we're like, let's get crazy.
Yeah.
You'll die if you try and keep up. It's like a goldfish. They can't stop eating if you keep putting food in there.
But I'm on my slender side right now, but I have fat girl tendencies where, like, literally I screamed at Christina Lopez in her face, we're getting shrimp cocktail and I'm getting my own. If you want one, get your own. And I, like, screamed at her. I was like, get your own. It's mine. And I was like...
I hate people who are like, you want to share that? Because it means you want do you want me to eat half your thing and then I'll let you pay for it when the bill comes?
No. We don't do that. No. Not in this family. No, I'm just like, don't fucking touch my shrimps. Like, you think I came this far for you to touch my shrimps? The fuck out of here.
So
we don't.
Somehow,
you take your please advise check, you cash that, you buy your own fucking shrimps, okay? I worked hard for these five shrimps. So Allie and her friend look at the footage. She wants more. She's like, I need more.
She's like, but I can't because I just gave this lecture to this fat girl I know with nut jobs in her glove compartment about like, how Ramona, she's a drain just on the healthcare like, yeah, system.
Ramona basically like showed her emotional used maxi pad where she is like, I like, here's everything. She's like, this is who I am. These are things I've never told anyone. So then whatever, cut to Mike is asking her to go to the pier, but she's like, I can't, I'm busy. So whatever, poor Mike's Ramona. Getting blown off.
And also, this is such a skinny person written line too. In eighth grade graduation, they didn't have a gown for me. It's a gown. What are you talking about? They didn't. Come on, Ramona.
They have a gown for everyone.
They're gowns. Okay?
Kaylin, who's having a pregnant girl on Teen Mom, wore a graduation gown this week. I'm pretty sure they had a gown for you, Ramona. We're going to speed this up a little bit. So Allie's working at the boat.
Moo. Who put posters back up on Kaylee's wall? Like, what did her dad come in? Like, I will iron these posters. This softball is going back up on this wall, Missy.
Do you know what I just remembered? I had one of those, like, books on tapes you read along with the book when I was a kid. Uh-huh. And you'd know to turn the page because a cow would go, moo, oh, and you'd turn the page. Shaming.
Do you know how many babies are being triggered right
and
now?
No, it's like a farm. It was like a farm book. And be like, when the cow says moo, turn the page. So you'd be like,
modern day girl,
moo.
They're going to change that to a bing. I'll tell you.
So
get sued.
Damn. You know what? If I could read a book like that right now, I would be a better reader. I'll tell you that.
I'd be crying.
If it was just a ding, like if I could just read along, those things were amazing when you were a kid. When it says ding, turn the page. Like fucking amazing. That's one of those things you forget. So Allie sees Mike with Kendall while she's in her fat suit with George at a cafe.
Okay, here's where everybody becomes evil. Now the filmmaker friend is just an outright cut fitness. And then the best friend.
That's how Ronnie says cunt.
Yeah, sorry.
It's cut fitness.
I'm not allowed to say that. I have checked my male privilege, okay? I now say cut fitness. But but now the friend is just suddenly mean too, and the friend doesn't even see her fat yet. I'm like, stop making everybody mean to her for being fat when they're talking to her while she's thin. It's like nobody's paying attention to what they're writing, you know? They're like, she's pretending to be fat, so now everybody's mean to her even when she's really thin. It's frustrating.
Okay. Literally, like, the irony of cunt being cut fitness for this movie is pretty Jean. That was, like, hitting me in waves as you were talking. So we're ahead now. We're at the scene in the cafe where Allie spots Mike with Kendall, her friend from softball that's, like, a big hoe bag. Like, she's, like, literally the way she's, like, grabbing him in public. Like, has some – like, you don't know that your friend who's actively dating this man could be around any corner. Little do you know she's in a fat suit watching all of this, like, play-by-play.
I'm invisible because I'm fat. But also, that girl – they did establish that girl is very handsy because, right – remember her first scene when she's like – hey, thin friend, why are science teachers so lame? She grabs her hand and starts walking with her hand down the hall. So, I don't know, maybe she's just touchy. I'm just kind of trying to keep some mystery in.
It's a little bit like a bingo moment, killer assistant, when she walks out of the bar and sees her husband, like blatantly hooking up with another girl in public, and, like, it ruins her marriage. Did that work?
Yes, I was scanning through my notes, laughing at the same time.
So George is like, that's your boyfriend? Oh, so that's your boyfriend. Like, he can't, like, the actor can't deliver the line. Like, where he's supposed to be, like, if he's like, that's your boyfriend? Oh, I mean,
yeah,
that's your boyfriend.
Like, about
also,
it.
It's such a poor line delivery of such a poor line. Like, if in a Babysitter's Club book, that line would be great. Like, in an actual movie.
It's in italics. He's like, how can I do this? Can I work with the prosthetic guy upstairs to work on this scene?
The director comes over and he's like, no. The second time you say it, you're realizing that it was inappropriate the first time for you to be surprised that that's your boyfriend because you like Allie.
It's like, that's
right?
Your boyfriend?
Oh, yeah.
That's your boyfriend? That's your boyfriend? Rand? It's like, okay, we've only got so many takes, okay? It's a 4-hour day.
When he read with Cuoco at the final audition, that he fucking lit the room up. You know he did. They were
like, we just want what you gave us in that room,
they
George.
Want, okay, George, you don't need to do anything different than you did in the room, okay?
But also, he's such a creepy guy. He's like, that's your boyfriend? And she's like, well, whatever, kind of. I mean, I don't
know.
And he
goes, fantasy crushes.
I'd rather see you with someone who knows what he's got.
He goes,
what are you talking about? You're coming on to every fat girl in the room. Stop being such a creep.
Yeah. Well, no, he starts by saying fantasy crushes are great. They're awesome. But I'd rather see you as someone who knows what he's got. So he's basically being like, oh, yeah, you can't get that hot guy over there. That's a fantasy for you, fatty. But, like, yeah. I'd like to see you with someone like me, George, who will feed you to death. Like, yeah, that's where. Hell? Yeah, no, he's, like, crazy. George is mentally ill. Speaking of National Illness Day.
It's gross that he's supposed to be the nice one who understands, and he still says disgusting shit like that. You know?
I'm feeling free to turn on George in this past. I've turned on him. So,
and I just wrote, you know so much about her. Fat or thin, guys go for the pussy they can reach. And that is the goddamn truth.
You're crazy.
That is the goddamn truth.
So Allie's working at the bowling lane like Ronnie in high school, and she sees Mike looking at Megan.
I actually worked in the grill. Thank you. Did you hear my nachos story?
Oh, sorry. She worked in the grill. So he sees Adam. Sorry. Her little brother Adam is at the bowling lane checking out Megan.
He's watching girls who are all in light blue sweaters with V-necks. Yeah, I swear to God.
He's like jerking off to his sister. So he's like, she goes over there and she's like, go hit on her. She's like, come on. Like, I would kill to be as smart and funny as you are. Don't be your own bully. You're so much better than that, which is another Kaley Cuoco original quote. Like,
don't be your own bully. Oh, I'm here. What do you have me for? So she's like, it doesn't matter if they don't like you. Just go force yourself on them. I'm like, look. This is a bad week to be talking about this, okay?
Right.
This kid's running Miramax. He's like, what? My sister told me to do it.
Yeah, he's like, I've known since I was a child. So anyway, but like, no, seriously, this is the other thing too. It's that thing that people do to each other in real life where it's like, oh, I certainly would never take this advice, but I'll go ahead and push you out in front of me. Like, yeah. It's like, yeah, no. Like, you should totally go try out for that. Like, you've never had any vocal training? Go sing on a stage in front of the director of Cats. That'd be great. I don't see any problem with that. Like, meanwhile, they're at home eating powdered donuts, like, rubbing one out while you don't even, like, while you're failing and, like, literally, like, a failure that you'll be speaking about in the therapy that you don't have health insurance for. Yes, you're paying out of pocket for the rest of your fucking life.
Yes.
So, her friend is editing. Jamie's editing, and Allie's lecturing her on fat people are the way they're treated by society, because Allie's an expert now.
Yeah.
And they get into a fight.
Fat phobia exists. So do gravy fries. Disgusting. Moo. It's like, if you don't like fat, then lay off the fries. No one likes a self-righteous prom queen. I was like, whoa.
By the way, she had also burned her earlier and said, like, oh, that's right. You weren't prom queen. You were runner-up. Jamie is. Do not trust Jamie.
There's there's thin people, and there's horrible closeted lesbian nerds with Apple screens at their home.
Rich ones at that.
The way they separate us all, guys. Can't we just love each other?
So Allie realizes that her irrational fear comes from the fact that anyone can be fat. Allie says
you're not all of a sudden black, but anyone can all of a sudden be fat. I was like, oh my God, Kaylee.
Oh my God. You're of that's Italian, German, and English extent over here, or descent over here, talking about how anyone can be black, okay?
She literally went, that's it!
That's it!
You just can't turn black.
Eureka, but bitch! You can turn I can't fat. Do math, but I can tell you this equation. You can become fat.
Pregnancies, injury, aging. She's coming up with all the acceptable excuses for her that people could become fat. Not just that I ate too much and didn't exercise. Like, that's still not okay with Kaylee.
No.
But if you've had a pregnancy or injury or aging, it's okay.
It's also, like, not being looked at as an addiction or a mental illness or a genealogical thing or anything like that. Like, it's all being looked at as, like, you've made a decision or you've gone through some freakish health accident, like, where you're pregnant and, I don't know, bedridden for the rest of your life. So then yes. You became obese, like Gilbert
Grape's
mom.
And there is, like, I see what they're trying to do as far as not making it total victimhood. Like, of course everybody has, not everybody, but most of us have control and choices. It's not like that doesn't exist. And it's not like we don't know that, okay? Yeah. It's just not your fucking business to be mooing at us and yelling at Caroline Ray while she's just trying to make you bacon.
Absolutely, right? And yeah. They do have, like, and she's like, I wish my mom could go to AA. And I'm like, they do have OA. Like, yes. Yeah, like, and there is horrible. there is a program for that, actually. Also, like, I'm still kind of, like, bumping on her wishing that her mom was an alcoholic. Like, I'm just going to go back to that.
Like, she's jealous of all the kids with addict mothers. You know?
I know.
What an asshole.
So, Allie says she can't use any of the footage of Ramona because it was personal interaction between the two of them. And I was like, you probably should have thought of that before you put on a fat suit and fucking fake glasses with a video camera in them, you sociopath. Like, you should have never gotten in her vehicle. Like, you can't, like, have you ever seen a movie, Allie? Like, you can't, like, it, like, she, Allie should watch a movie is what I'm telling. She should watch this movie, perhaps. But a movie like this, this would all be wrapped up for her. I would never get in a car with someone that I started to like after I was wearing fake video glasses for a month.
Hell no. Well, no. You and I are too.
We're different.
Yeah, we're like confessors.
We're different.
I'd be like, hi, Malls. My name is really Rondell, and this is all just a joke.
Okay. I saw your nut bars, so now I have to tell you. I actually weigh 115 pounds. I'm on a softball team. I go to another high school, and my mom's fat, and I hate her.
I'm totally doing this for a podcast. You're like, fuck yeah, let's do it. Okay, start recording again.
So they get their test back in bio, and she says, she's like, Ramona, check my grade for me. I can't look at it. And she has a B++. I wrote, damn. An AP bio. Like, literally, that is
impressive.
You're
double mediocre. Congratulations.
Double mediocre.
And then guess what guess what George says? Hey, guys, congratulations. Guess what this means? Cheese fries. Jesus Christ, George. Keep it in your pants.
So they decide to all go bowling together. I can't. So, like, Ramona's first ball is obviously a gutter ball. And then Allie gets a 7, and they're like, damn, Gina. Like, they literally, like, lose their minds.
Everyone scored a seven over and over, and they're like, that's really good. And then when Kaylee bowled, she did that thing where she squats on the ground, which no heavy person would do. But she squats on the ground, and she rolls it with both of her hands. You work at a goddamn bowling alley.
Eight-year-olds do that, you know? Like, eight-year-olds.
Like, bumpers.
Yeah. Ramona, go lay in the lane. But this is where I realized that she has stopped calling Ramona Ramona, and she now calls her Ram. Have you noticed that?
How offensive is that?
She's like, you Ram. It's not Malls. It's not like Ramona. It's like, I'd be like
something
Ramones.
You use to bust down a fucking door. Like, yeah. Leave Ramona alone. My God.
I would call her, if that was my friend, I'd be like, Ramones. That's what I would call her. I'd be like, yeah, Ramones, don't
even
worry about
that. I'm just going to call my big friend the most giant truck on the lot, the Ram.
So these, like, boys are, like, bullying them, and he's, like, making fun of Ramona.
Well, now it's different because he's like, moo, moo. And before, when Kaylee stood up to the haters, and it's the same little midget guy, by the way. It's the same one. Yeah, it's the same guy. They're like, just bring that short bully back from the random school on the other side of town. Now he's bowling next to them. So he's next to them, and he's like, moo, moo, again. And she does the same thing where she's like, I'm sassy. I'll protect you. And then he's like, no, you're fat. So he pours soda over her head. Like,
okay,
sassiness
we have to
only
play this
works
clip.
If you're thin.
Like, guys, okay, so this movie blew its load in literally about, I would say, 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Like, okay, so let's play 53:23 to 56:10.
Hey, wide load. Why don't you stay in your own lane?
Sorry.
Ignore him, Ram.
Ram? For real? Don't you mean, like, cow?
Let's just change lanes.
No way. We were here first. Besides, I've dealt with them before. They're all talk.
Hey, dude, seriously, man to man? Which cushion you pushing?
Better question, which chromosome you missing?
Okay, little boys, the adults are trying to bowl here, so please.
Was I talking to you? But don't worry, diet. You want to do something about a pipe cleaner?
Yeah, like go back in time and slap your inbreeding mama.
What'd you say about my mom?
George, we're going.
Yes, right,
Lee.
Now.
Allie, what's wrong? Can we get me a ride?
No, I'm fine, really. Just please leave me alone.
Allie, it's just us. You don't have to be embarrassed.
Seriously, I'm fine. Will you just go away?
Allie, what is it? Come on, look at me.
I don't understand. What's wrong with you?
That's a mask. Why are you wearing a mask?
Don't freak out. I was going to tell you guys soon.
Tell me now.
for a hidden camera project. Documentary.
A documentary about what?
What it's like to be fat.
Just hold on. Just hold on one second, please. George! George, please!
So, I asked him again at work, and he says, Jim, I've told you twice already. It's a can opener. Alec, get a can opener.
Does Mommy want some bread with that butter? God. Since when are you back on blood pressure meds? Since last month, I'm handling it. And why aren't you eating anything lately? Because I can't work out as much. The less you sweat, the less you should eat. It's really not that complicated.
Alec.
Hey, it's me again. Look, I know you probably hate me, and I don't even know what to say to try and make better. But please, give me the chance to try. Please.
Okay, so she thinks Ramona's calling her back, but it's fucking Mike being like, where are you? You're late for the whatever.
Well, we can't just skip everything that just
happened. I just want the audience to know in advance that's not Ramona calling, because hard to forgive what just happened.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She ain't forgiving that, especially texting, you know? You wait for an apology for that shit.
So the actress who plays Ramona, this is her one and only credit. She doesn't have a short film at USC on her thing. She doesn't. And by the way, you can put an IMDb thing down for anything. She's not credited under any other names. She did one movie and she did this. And I will say, she matches, in my mind, her reaction. She does great. I think this actress is as good, if not better than, Kaley Cuoco.
Well, there's some standards.
I'm going to wager that. Well, I mean, Kaley Cuoco is a bajillionaire.
All she needs is some good quotes.
I know, really. Right? She's quoting out the ass. But like, okay. So, the mask falling off her face.
That is so good, because it only fell off, like, the mouth part, and she has it's exactly the same under.
I don't know what I would compare it to. Like, there's no face, there's no way to lie about it, what happened. It was, because it was, like, it came around the mouth area.
Well, but why was she wiping her mouth when he poured the Coke on her head? Like, this movie, like...
Because he poured a Coke on her face.
He poured it on her head.
But it also,
and
like,
then she's like, but wiping
some
her
of
mouth.
The liquid hits her face. And so she puts a towel to her face and then sees that literally, like, the exact face that she just put on, like, the towel has her face imprinted on it. So, like, all of her makeup has come off. And her prosthesis is now, like, visible. And she's like, oh, this can't be good for me. Which, like, by the way, I wish they would have thought of that. Like, I think the guy upstairs, like, I thought he was more of a genius than that. But, I mean, I guess I would say, like, in Mrs. Doubtfire, like, when Mrs. Doubtfire literally...
rains, run, girl.
Yeah, like, she didn't have a cream pie to shove her face in, like Mrs. Doubtfire did during that famous face where she said she was using meringue as a mask.
Caroline Ray's still, like, working with that prop over in the kitchen.
Can you do, like, a Mrs. Doubtfire hello?
I don't even know how.
It's like, hello!
Hello!
Yeah, like right after, oh my god, Robin Pillen. Muhammad,
oh my god,
face.
Don't go there. Oh dark god, enough. Donahue, dark enough.
He was so happy in Patch Adams. Did you... you know a grocery store worker said that to my mom and I, right?
So happy in Patch Adams.
Like, right, it was like, my mom and I are at home, and like, it's like, R.I.P.
Did you miss, like, 24-hour photo or whatever, 1 hour photo?
Dude, 1 hour photo is my shit. Like, literally, 1 hour photo is my shit. And
that's
also,
Robin Williams' Lifetime movie.
And so is the SVU episode where he plays, like,
Patch,
like,
Adams.
No, Coercion or something it's called. It's like the version of that movie where, like, a guy gets a girl to strip down at a McDonald's because he convinces it's her boss over the phone. It's the police.
Oh, yes.
And so there's a Robin Williams episode based on
the true
story. Oh, I
saw that movie. That was a good movie. Did you
see
that?
Movie. And also my friend Pat Healy played the creepy guy on the phone.
Wasn't the lady from The Leftovers? The lady who was a bitchy manager?
Probably. I haven't seen The Leftovers. I'm saving that. Do you think I can watch The Leftovers in Japan? I'm already worried about...
The first season is really, really dark and kind of... I wanted to turn it off, but it gets so good.
Well, it's When I get to a foreign destination, especially after a nice 11 and a half hour flight, I like to take a 2-day nap. So I was planning on just getting an Airbnb, taking a good 36 hour nap. But with that, I need a little bit of audio visual. And so I'm already worried because you hear, you know, I had a friend go to Jamaica. She couldn't log into BravoTV.com, which is a nightmare.
No, girl, you got to torrent that shit and flash drive.
Well, I'm not having the Japanese police roll up to my Airbnb because I've just torrented a Bravo show.
Get a VPN, torrent it here, and then take it with you to Japan.
No marijuana. No, I'll... insane.
Like, what do I got to teach you how to do everything? Japan.
Japurgen? How can we make that work with Shaw's?
That is so Japurgen. Okay, so she's running out with half her face missing. Sammy, and her friend
I'm so
is like,
sorry.
You're black.
Sammy's then, like, I've been here. I'll be here for 2 days. Like, she's like, these two, they're 15 minutes into the movie, and these two are doing Japurgen.
But to be fair, we feel like that after hour one, too. We're like, what are we even doing?
I'm going to cry. So, no.
Okay, she says one line that I have to talk about.
Okay.
She's like, Mom, you're so fat. Man. I was like, okay, Kelly's learned nothing like from this experience. She's
you
even
haven't
meaner
learned
to
her Kaylee,
fat mom.
But that's fine.
Whatever. So she's really mean. And then her mom's like, honey, you need to eat. And she's making like a toast with a whole stick of butter.
No, like it's too, like I love butter. No.
That's human. That's when it's like whipped already so you can get it easily out. Yeah. Like I stopped buying whipped cream like that.
No,
so anyway, she's got this huge thing and she's like, honey, you need to eat. And she's like, Mom, the less you sweat, the less you eat. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, the more you sweat, the less you eat. That's the only reason I ever try and lose weight because I'm sweating.
She said, the less you sweat, the less you eat. She said,
it took me a minute to realize she means exercising.
Yeah.
Because I sweat so much when I gain weight that I'm like, it's time to lose weight.
No, she's eating 4 orange slices.
Oh my God, I hate her. How does Caroline Ray still keep her? Just kick her out.
Honestly, also, like, are you rich? Like, in Christopher Columbus times, like, an orange was literally worth, like, half of your land. Like, isn't that how like, 1492 started? It was like, Columbus was given an orange by a child and then he discovered America. Like, or when Amy got the shit beaten out of, like, when I see citrus fruit, I'm like,
and then
oh,
he
you
ate
bougie.
Oranges for breakfast and slaughtered a whole race of people.
Yeah.
You see? That's what oranges for breakfast do to you. Caroline Ray knows better.
Okay. And you know what I will say? My Native American heritage, not appreciating that right now. Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, exactly.
Not proud of you, Christopher Columbus.
Hey, we made it up to you.
Okay. So the phone rings, but it's Michael telling her she forgot yet another date. So Allie shows up to the bonfire at the beach and Kendall's wasted and walking around with a can on her head. And she's like, hey, should I keep this here till I'm prom queen next year? And Kendall's like, you should wait till the votes are counted or something. It's like literally like it's this fight about who's going to be prom queen next year, like as if either one of them is like the ringer. And so she's like, you know what? You need to lighten up. You've been a killjoy all summer. And then she like walks away with the can on her head. And Michael's like, yeah, you have been a killjoy all summer. Like, if you need help with your math homework, let me know. But I can't even do Sudoku. Which
the
literally
biggest shock of the entire film.
Which I was like, I'm going to Japan. I love Sudoku. So
not
I'm just dragging by the ship that literally like there might not be a world. I might not like literally be able to use my passport in like 2 months, but like let alone 6 months from now in the new year, we're all going to die. George is at Allie's house right now. So he's pissed. He's been sitting on the front stoop with like a folder and he sees her and he's like, wow, look at you. You're really pretty, huh?
Yeah. Look at you. I Googled you. Oh, really, George?
And she's
now
like,
you've Googled her.
Thanks.
You didn't Google her before. And if you had Google so handy, why is Ramona still got an answering machine at home?
Yeah. And also, Google was like only 5 years old in this movie. So, like, I would like to recognize that.
It's like, yeah, you're a star athlete.
But he's like, you're really pretty, huh? And she's like, thanks, George. And he goes, it's not a compliment. It's not a compliment. It's just an observation. So he gives her notes and a practice test. He's like, you know, you underestimate yourself. I'm going to go study with Ramona. I'd invite her, but you know, the whole she wants you dead thing. Which I'm
and
like, if Ramona wanted her dead, she could have
bite
it.
Of cheese fries either. don't think we didn't notice. You know that him and Ramona were talking one day, and they're like, can you believe that bitch? I noticed she never ate any of those cheese fries. You know, Ramona would have figured this out a long time ago.
Well, here's the thing, is that she did gain. Remember when Jamie's like, oh, sob story? Because she's like, hey, I've gained 10 pounds since I did this. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry for you. Like, so she might have eaten like 2 cheese fries because she gained 10 pounds.
She didn't. Because even in that binge thing in the car, when Ramona's like, let's binge on Nut Bars and talk about dead people and obesity and diabetes. Yeah. And she's like, no, thank you.
Okay, but, like, so if, like, some women wear, like, ankle weights to, like, vacuum the house, and this girl's
walking... My biggest nightmare, ankle weights.
And this girl's walking around in a fat suit all day, like, how did she gain 10 pounds unless she's literally the cheese fry
queen? And how did
she
not sweat? And how did she keep on that face?
Yeah.
We're getting too method.
She's addicted to pills. So, Allie cramps for her test. She's drinking energy drinks to get through her study session, which is, like, literally the least healthy thing you can do for your body. Like, she throws, like... What I'm like, she's not drinking soda to stay up late. Like, so she throws this can into the trash can, and there's literally like, it's my bedroom trash can, but instead of LaCroix, it's all Red Bull energy drinks. Like, this, I was gonna snap my bedroom trash can the other day because literally there's like 20 cans of LaCroix in there, and it's like, well, someone has a problem. But no, like,
you know, her daughter one day is gonna be like, Mom, why'd you ruin our life with your Red Bull addiction?
Your sugar free Red Bull. I mean, honestly, though, like, Red Bull, if I see a Monster Energy drink, I'm like, it's only 6 months. That person is either already doing pills or they'll be doing meth in 6 months.
Yes, exactly.
The mere sight of being willing to be seen with a Monster Energy drink is a sure sign that you are on drugs. She goes to take the test. Ramona and George are like disgusted with her. Allie finishes her test quickly, and she goes chasing after Ramona. Ramona like rips into her, and she's
girl,
like,
Ramona, I wouldn't fuck with Ramona. Ramona's about to run her down with her car too, and she's like, what? Why would you even talk to me? So the token fat girl can ease your conscience? Did you watch my breakdown over beers with your skinny friends?
I love this. When she goes, you think you can put on fat drag and know what it's like to be me? That's like putting on a lab coat and saying you're a doctor. And then Allie goes, it's fair. I deserve that.
She's like, by the way, I prescribe you diabetes medication.
By the way, your prescription's been filled for 2.5 weeks. I got a call from CVS asking if I've heard from you. Are you dead? Am I speaking to the ghost of Ramona? I copied all your answers on the test. So Ramona's like...
Yeah, she tells her off and she's like, but I needed the money. And here's my takeaway from this whole scene. I loved Ramona just going off. She deserved to go off, and Kaylee's an asshole. But why did Ramona suddenly start using like pomade and a curling iron? It bugged me for the rest of the... Suddenly now she's got like this perfectly curled hair.
Because she's like, you know what? That bitch ain't shit. I've been coming to school intimidated by Ellie. I have my last day of AP bio, and I'm going to curl these.
I'm curling the fuck out of my hair.
Yeah, girl. I'm putting in my jelly, and I'm curling.
I may be fat, and I may be a loser, but at least I'm not a liar.
At least I'm not you. That's what she says. So Allie and her friend show the teacher the documentary.
She gives her that Kathy Bates, like, Tawanda look as she drives off. Like, she's driving off in her car, and she's like, I feel like... Sorry, Wags.
And I'm also like, Ramona, must be nice. Like, you realize Allie's so poor that she has to live above, like, below a prosthesis guy in a 3-bedroom duplex with her parents, and also, like doesn't even have a car to drive away. Like, angry.
She has to walk back. She's like, you have an answering machine at your house.
Okay? I mean, I didn't have a car in high school. I was broke. I'm not poor shaming these people either.
Girl,
I'm reality shaming myself.
Sweet bowling alley grill money.
She goes, okay, you put that into the caddy. So, Allie and her friend show the teacher their documentary. He's like impressed, but he's like, there's no ending. He's like, you got to have a beginning, middle, and end. I need something big, a powerful finish. He's like, I think you've got a shot at winning this thing, though.
I want something fat with the pH, everybody. Don't get so excited.
So
at home, the mom's like, honey, we need to talk. And she's like, is this an intervention? Because you're the fat one. She's like, no, it's like, we love you and we're concerned and you're moody and you're secretive and you're not eating cheesecake. If you have drugs or you have an eating disorder... We're worried. And she's like, you're worried about my health, you hypocrite, you fat bitch. I'm like, whoa. How does this girl still not learn anything?
She's hungry. That's all I can think is, like, if she's not on drugs, she's hungry. Like, that fat suit, carrying around 20 pounds of weight with you everywhere you go.
Tell me about
on it. Top of having to take an AP bio test, when from all we've learned about you was that, like, you're a functioning special ed kid. Yes. Like, this is all we've learned.
Well, I love in that store scene when the lady was being rude and she's like, I need you to leave. And she goes, you need some carbs. And you're like, you cannot make fat girl jokes.
No, like, literally, that's what I said. I'm like, you need some carbs. Like, literally, eat a sandwich is so rude. So, like, when I became super anorexic and I came back to college and I only weighed 94 pounds.
Whoa.
Between junior and senior year. Like, so I had a scale. I was interning out here and I had a scale in my closet. And I realized when I got to LA that I weighed exactly 100 pounds. And I was like, by the end of summer, I will weigh 95 pounds.
Whoa.
And so the sickest thing was me having a scale in my closet. Because if I gained 1 pound, like, I would be, like, freaked out. And I've never been bulimic. I just wouldn't eat.
Well, I tried that. It's hard.
Dude, I was here for one summer. I was here for 8 weeks. I had one box of Teddy Grahams that entire month, 2 weeks, and that's all I ate. I would just eat, like, a brown teddy, a little chocolate Teddy Graham. Little chocolate Teddy Graham. And then I would eat, like, cucumber roll sushi.
Oh, my God.
Like, two pieces for lunch. I know. And I would eat Coca-Cola and cigarettes. That was my other... my air sandwiches, as I call them. Like, so... anyway, so what I will say is when I came back to school, I was like 94 pounds. And like literally people will say to you, because I was like, you know, I like was a size 8. And then I went from a size 8 to a size 00. And that was alarming to some people, as it should be. And I remember some people saying to me, like, literally, like, they were like, Malls, like, eat a sandwich. And I was like,
well, that's you just can't fucking win.
I'm also like, that's real life. Like, people literally say, eat a sandwich in real life.
Yeah, they comment on people, as people, yeah, comment on it all the time. And people think, oh, it's just when you're fat. You know, it's not really. Because if you look at my weight, if I lose 10 pounds, everybody's like, oh, you look great. Like, I was just saved from some horrible disease. Like, everybody has to comment on it and ask, like, what you did to fix yourself or whatever. And then you get thin and then you feel too fat. And then people look at you because you're too fat because you're not as thin as the thin, baby.
Do you know what I had a guy say to me at a party once?
Huh?
You look really healthy. Like, as if I was a cancer patient. Like,
dude, that's what guys say to each other when we gain weight. They go, hey, Ronnie, you've been working out? Yeah, I've been fucking working out.
No, I think he meant, like, I had, like, blood in my cheeks or whatever. And I was like...
I
haven't drank in, like, 4 weeks. And he was like, oh, that might be it. And I was like, also, I haven't lost any weight or changed or anything. Like, what do you mean I look really healthy? Like... Well, I'm sorry. Did I look like I was gray and I had yellow eyes and I needed to detox? Like, what are you saying? I look really healthy. Was I wearing a bald cap last time you saw me? Like, what happened? It was so disturbing. You look really healthy. And I hadn't gained any weight at all. It was the most disturbing thing that's ever happened to
me. It is. People never stop fucking commenting on your weight.
Just
ever.
Don't talk.
Thin, fat. Yeah. You just can't say anything, really.
Here, coming from me and Ronnie Karam, just don't talk. Yeah,
like 5 hours later on this hour and a half movie.
I want to impart something to you guys. So
so we can skip through most of this, right?
Yeah. So blah, blah, blah. Kendall says she's been seeing Mike.
She starts trying to compete with her over the boyfriend. It's like, no one cares about you.
Yeah.
And then when does... Should we just skip to the part where, oh, well, we have to do the part where the brother thanks her. He's like, hey, hey, sister, I just wanted to say thank you. Because you know how you told me to force myself on those girls who obviously had no attraction to me? She's like, yeah, did it work? Is someone pregnant? And he's like, no, but it made me realize that rejection didn't make me explode. And now I'm just going to hit on chicks until one says yes.
No, like literally, like it was, he went from zero to perv in like 2 seconds. Like it was too much for me. Like I couldn't.
It's
I was like,
thank you. You just made a total perv out of your brother.
That's my man. You know, that's my boy. Like I've got to respect my man.
It's a numbers game. I realized it's a numbers game.
I know. So. That's like me on Tinder being like, volume, honey, volume. You got to swipe, swipe, swipe till you meet the one. So let's play a clip from 111 to 112.23 when poor Caroline Ray discovers the videotape.
And has the same facial expression. impression.
Fine. I hated that you were fatter than all the other moms. I hated the fights I got into at school defending you. I hated how scared I got when you got sick.
That's enough.
You make me afraid of my own body.
Stop it.
You know how twisted that is? Look, I might not be ashamed of you, but you should be. Mom, I'm so sorry. I did not mean what I just said.
Allie?
Mom, open the door. I'm sorry.
Allie, what did you do?
Okay, so whatever. She, like, ruined her mom's life. So then Jamie
well, yeah,
and
she's
Allie,
so mean. Like, her mom's not used to being yelled at for having diabetes.
No,
or
like, literally. Also, like, as if her husband, like, fucked her during that entire thing. Like, they maybe are just getting back to having sex, and then all of a sudden she's going on blood pressure medication again because she can't lay off the butter at breakfast. Like, also, people who can eat breakfast disgust me. Like, if you're going to have one meal a day,
you know
dinner.
What? It is addictive. It's another addiction.
Oh, breakfast?
I started having it just for fun because Ben, my podcast partner, every day, like, I have to eat breakfast or I'm hangry. Like, he's talking, and he's very healthy.
Yeah.
But it made me think, like, breakfast. So today I made a big thing of migas, which is, you know what that is?
Yeah, no.
It's eggs, cheese, chips, and salsa all stirred together.
Ronnie, that is not breakfast. Meat us, you called it?
It's Mexican breakfast, baby. Yeah, okay,
why.
So she's really mean, and she's like, everyone's so afraid to hurt your feelings. I was like, since when? You've been a bitch this whole time. She's like, you binge when you get upset. You held us hostage.
Okay, we just watched that. So Janie and Allie are hanging out now, and Janie tells her that she wants to... That
it's
if
like
she
my
will-
favorite monologue. Why do we keep showing the best monologues? I needed to do a Kelly monologue.
Oh, you want to do the monologue?
Oh, no, forget it. It's over now. Caroline's locked in the bathroom now. Now where are we?
Oh, my God. Well, Kelly, if you want to, like, improv a monologue, no. We can, but, like, I'm not going to make our audience listen
I
to
I literally wrote down word for word. I'm not going to improvise anything. I'm just playing with you.
No, I know.
Now they're nerd
like,
movie
Ronnie's
going to
hit
editing.
Me when you guys are, like, done listening. So, Janie and Allie are hanging out, and Jamie and Allie are hanging out, and she tells her that if she wants to give up, she can. And Jamie's like, hey, you're my ideas girl. Okay, she's literally says to Allie, you're my ideas girl.
And then Kaylee goes,
what's my big ending?
Kaylee goes, you know what we're missing? The why.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We know
I'm
the who, what, when, where.
Party. I'm going to show up to that party with my friends as fat Allie, and I'm going to see how they treat me. And then her friend
Katie goes, okay, Tiger, settle down. Which is another, because, like, also, Allie says it so calmly and so, like, plainly spoken. Like, she's literally like, I'm going to go to the party tonight, and I'm going to see my friends. And she's like, okay, Tiger, settle down. And it's like, why did you just turn into Austin Powers? Like, literally, she just said
she's
going,
like,
to go to a party.
Behave.
Yeah, okay. She's like, oh, behave.
But also, how is that the why? I don't understand how showing
no,
up
it's not the
part.
Why.
It's not the why.
It's not the why.
So,
YMCA.
I got on my camera purse for wide shots, no pun intended. You see, there's so many bad words in here. Triggering
okay.
words.
So they
she
go to
does
the party.
Go to the party. Yeah, this movie
okay.
is
oh,
Splatdash,
this,
right?
This is my favorite. Okay. We're getting really fucking close to my favorite part. So when they walk into the fucking place, they're playing a Limp Bizkit sound-alike song, okay? And it's like a rap rock, like sort of like 311, which anyone who knows me, you know that amber is the color of my energy. Like, I love to go down. Like, that is my shit. I'm 311 hardcore, okay? There's one day of this year that matters to me, and it's March fucking 11th, bitch, okay? I'm 311. That's my shit. So I lose my mind, okay? So they're going in. Allie spills a drink on a guy, and he's like, she's like, I'm so sorry. He goes, that's all right. That's why God made refills. And no. Janie's holding her purse camera. Do you want to describe the purse camera before I drop the best lyric that's in this song?
I didn't even notice the purse camera, but I did like that she's like, oh my God, it's like a Mentos commercial in here.
So Janie's camera is in like a little, like, I guess you would call it like a, I don't know, like a baguette purse. I think that was the name of those in the 90s or whatever, or in the early 2000s, where it'd be like a little purse with like a small strap that just goes under one arm. Like, you can't cross body it. It's not a handbag. It's just like it goes on your, it's a shoulder bag, but like it's a, I think they call it a baguette purse. I might be wrong. But like
I don't
you hold
know.
It
I'm
on your armpit.
Kind of gay.
So
I know, diaper bag purse.
So, like, literally the way she's holding that is that if I were to take this pillow.
Tote.
And let's say if I, okay, I'm going to take this lamb chop, okay? Let's say there's a camera. This is a, I'm holding a stuffed lamb chop.
Wax is going crazy trying to get
it. If I'm holding a stuffed lamb chop, this is how she's holding her purse at the party. Like, she's holding it. She's
like
holding
a phone.
She's holding her purse to her ear, eye level. Like, literally, like, I'm like, Janie, as if you didn't have enough not going for you. You literally cannot afford to be walking around a party holding a chartreuse purse to your ear.
Well, like,
it's
why is Tina Fey on the phone with her purse?
How? Why is Tina Fey here with Zach Morris's cell phone? And why is it chartreuse now? They made a cover? Tight.
Also, they're making people look better than they are in this scene. They're just not consistent. Like, that guy is like, that's why they made refills. And then he turns around and he's like, who invited the whale? Yes, of course, that's mean. But he was nice to her face, kind of. It's like,
no,
when did these people start
kind of nice.
To evolve?
He's like, that's why God. So, by the way, that's why God.
It's like you already won, and nobody even knows you're hiding. You know?
And like, by the way, whoever wrote this is clearly a nihilist or whatever, because that's why God invented cheese fries, and that's why God invented refills. Like, literally, like that's the best you have. Like, it went, like there was no punch.
That's
up
why
on this
God.
Movie.
That's why God invented Mentos. Okay.
Okay.
So, although.
So, wait, can I tell you that my favorite? So, I hear there's like a line that, like, because I started to really like jam on the song. I should just be, it was like, oh, should Sammy play like 15 seconds of the song? He goes, I got a Caesar salad from a guy named Sid.
So, I got a Caesar salad from a guy named Sid.
That is. The song. I got a Caesar salad from a guy named Sid.
So, I got a Caesar salad from a guy named Sid.
I got a Caesar salad from a guy named Sid.
So I got a Caesar salad from a guy named Sid.
Excuse me, please. Thank you. Is this a song about being at California Pizza Kitchen? Like, what is this song? Like, what is this song? It's about getting high in your parents' car with the police chasing you right after you left CPK. Like,
so I got a Caesar salad from a guy named Sid.
Excuse me, please. That's all I can imagine this song is about. I got a Caesar salad from a guy named Sid.
What? Oh, my God. Well,
did you miss that?
Yes.
That, to me, was the...
And I wrote down so many lyrics throughout this thing about these, like, powerful women. It's like, she yells at Caroline Ray, and then it's like, I could do anything. Like, you just yelled at your mom. Like, why would they choose that song?
No, it's like, when you're brave and alone. Like, everything is just, like, so... It's so sad. But, like, I got a Caesar salad from a guy named Sid.
So I got a Caesar salad from a guy named Sid.
Like, that is my...
That's, like, their big finale number.
That's my new 8 inches cut. Like, that literally is my new 8 inches cut. Okay.
So what finally puts her over the edge,
she
after
sees my...
all of the shit she goes through in this movie...
Oh, my God.
So someone goes, how's it going, Tubs of Fun?
Right. We should play 1638 to 1922.
That's when she's like, I've lost it. Tubs of Fun.
We're about
how
to see
you,
the
sir.
Wheels fall off the goddamn cart, baby. Michael, you are such a tease. You totally said you were coming.
Yeah, I got off early. Hey, have you seen Allie? I've been trying to call her all night.
Okay, look. You know I love her, but she is so fake with her nice all the time routine. I mean, how do you stand it? Look, she's not right for you.
And who is? Look, for the record, Allie's about the only non-fake girl I know of here.
What are you doing out here?
We have to go. I can't do this anymore.
Calm down. We've been through this stuff all month.
No, not with friends. It's different with friends. It's much, much worse.
This was your idea.
I know, and I was wrong. I should have listened to you. You were right. I thought this would help make up what I did to my mom and Ramona, but it's making things so much worse.
Oh, my God. Is this because your stupid boyfriend is here? It is, isn't it? You don't want pretty boy. You know what you look like? Fat.
I'm sick of lying to people that trust me. Allie? Allie?
Hey, how's it going, Tons of Fun?
I don't remember inviting you.
Come on, baby, dance.
That's, I get it. It's very funny. Yeah. I'm really trying to go. Can you please stop? I'm really going to leave now. Please stop. Please.
Right.
Please stop. Boom. Thank you. My God.
Hey, somebody get the forklift.
Knock it off. You are such a jerk.
What? Can't anyone take a joke anymore?
A joke?
Is that your idea? Of a joke? You know, I thought maybe you guys would call me a couple of names. Or you wouldn't let me in. But this? I may have come here under false pretenses, but you're the ones that should be ashamed.
Allie? Oh my God.
Okay, this is really weird. What the hell is going on here?
An experiment. Most of you failed. I came here to film how a fat girl would get treated by people who liked her before she was fat.
Wait, film? Like cameras? Okay, this is getting really lame.
I came here with Janie. Neither of us were invited yet. I was the one that got pushed around, called names. Why do you think that is? Eddie? You can't answer, can you? What about the rest of you? That didn't do anything or just kept laughing? How funny is it now?
Okay, I think maybe you should go.
I'm sorry for lying. But not for this. Did you get what you needed?
Do you think that maybe that was a suggestion she should order a salad?
Well, Caesar's like the fattiest salad you can order. I was just going to say, you know that, right?
That's like literally the lateral move that a person who like is dieting.
That's like going to Applebee's and ordering a salad.
I'm good today. I'm ordering a Caesar. And it's like, you know that they like put sugar on the lettuce, right? Like the lettuce. No, like when you read, whenever you read a magazine reveal of like, no, it's like they're like, they literally put so much sugar in a restaurant salad that you got a Caesar salad from a guy named Sid.
I used to work at Applebee's too, and those salads, they're like French fries. They're like French fries over ranch with some iceberg.
So I'm going to tell you my final notes from the movie, and then you can go over yours.
Okay.
Because they're very brief. Allie and her parents have a heart-to-heart. They are cool. Ramona and Allie have a heart-to-heart. They are cool. Allie and Janie show their documentary at school, and they are cool. Mike and Allie decide to stay together. It's great. She invites him to coffee with George.
Okay, I have to stop you because this fucking boyfriend. Okay, so this whole movie, you're like, well, he's thin, but he's nice, right? Like, he never says anything, but you're waiting for him to be like, oh my God, you were that fat girl. I still love you, even though you were, or like, maybe for him to flirt with her.
Yeah.
But she goes, well, you would still love me, right? Like, if I was really this way. And he goes,
nah, bitch.
Well, not really.
You're like, not really, girl.
He's like, we both like working out. That's like what we do. So, and she's like, okay, happy ending. And then she talks to her dad and she's like, Dad, he's like, why do you hate your mother? Be nicer to her. Look.
He's like, she always orders the molten lava cake at Cheesecake Factory when I'm trying to get the Caesar salad from the guy named Sid.
She's like, she chose food over me. Mom.
I like so
eating cheesecake.
I'm so
it's like, who cares?
Out.
Who wouldn't choose? I choose food over you, Kaylee. Okay, so that was, I have to say, this is the biggest shocker to me. I start crying at the end. Not this part, but
sail
the very
away,
part where she.
Caesar. Oh my God.
Parmesan. Oh. Parmesan. People.
Okay. I want to hear. I want to hear about when you cried, but can I tell you what I just found out?
Yeah.
So I always mark my birthday, January 10th, by a very important date. January 8th. Do you know whose birthday that is?
No, but January 6th is my birthday.
Elvis Presley.
Girl, that's how I'm going to die. Heart attack on a toilet.
Came out on January 8th. 2007.
Wait.
Damn! And then Oh my god, wait, what's today?
Damn.
Just damn. So wait, it premiered in Sweden on October 5th, 2012. We're recording this right now on the 10th. I feel like this is all aligning astrologically for us. Should I look up the movie star chart while you are doing...
Look up the numerology of Caesar.
Okay.
The numerology of Caesar salad. So while you Google, I will cry at anything. So she does this monologue at the end, and it's one of those, like, you know, one of those commercials where, like, we're all the same. Like, I'm white, I'm Asian, I'm a man, I'm fat, I'm thin, I, you know, whatever. And they all morph, they keep morphing into each other. So she did that, and I was like, oh, you can't get me with this, you stupid thin girl pretending to be fat. Like, I was totally Ramona-ing it. Also, I have to mention that Ramona, finally, when she forgave her, kind of, she's like, I don't forgive you, but it's okay. And she goes, do you want to hang out? And Ramona goes, no. Okay, so that didn't make me cry. So she starts going through the face morphing thing, and she's like, but I learned it was more about wit.
It was like the black or white video. Yes. Like, it was like...
Yes. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white. What matters is V-neck sweaters that are light blue in color. And I was like, oh! And she's like, don't let the world tell you who you are. You tell the world. And I was like, oh! I don't know why. And I felt like such... I wrote, you fucking pussy.
That's what you were mean to yourself. You degraded yourself in your own notes.
Yes. I mean, I had an empty box of Dominoes. I'm in my Crocs.
You're crying.
I'm writing 10 pages of notes about this bitch. To be fat like
me by Kaylee quote. Yeah.
Yes. And then I end up crying.
Okay. So I'd like to read you some stuff. Thank you, you guys, for listening to Fat Like Me. I don't turn this off because we've got a lot more for you. So the Latin meaning.
After this three parts.
Caesar is a Latin baby name. The Latin meaning of Caesar is hairy child, long-haired.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't Caesar bald? He is in all the pizza boxes.
The name Caesar has three syllables. It begins with the letter C. The name Caesar has a numerology value of 6. In numerology terms, this means the following. Home. The place in which one's domestic affections are centered. The place or region where someone is native or most common. Family, a basic social unit consisting of parents and their children considered as a group, whether dwelling together or not, the traditional family. Now, I think that was like, gotta seize yourself from a guy named Sid. Like, I think that this is like Allie's like true soul seeping through in that moment. Because like this is actually like aligning with her home situation.
Except that she's a total bitch to everybody at home. She can't wait to leave.
Your numerology. You don't deserve it. Your responsibility in your numerology. Ready? The state or fact of being responsible. An instance of being responsible.
Wait, whose numerology that?
6.
Oh, okay.
A Caesar.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
I'm so sorry.
I'm with you.
A particular burden of obligation upon one who is responsible.
Played by Caroline Ray.
It's like literally the definition of what responsible is, except they're repeating the word like in the home, definition.
A place you live.
Reliability or dependability, especially meaning debts or payments. She has a debt to her fucking mother for the way she treated. So I can do a gender predictor. Do you want me to see what my gender is?
Oh, gosh.
Do you want me to do a test on my gender right now?
Sure.
Look, no. So let's do a to be fat like me. So we got the release dates, company credits. Okay, do you want to do filming locations? You know,
don't we have to do the yes or no or top toe thing? Oh, that's what we're doing now?
No, not yet. What's the yes or no?
Don't call it the scale. It's fat like me. Yeah, the thing where at the end you give points.
Yeah.
So excited.
Victoria, British Columbia, Canada is where this was filmed.
Typical. Poor Canada has to put up with a lot of cheap ass ladies in blue V-necks.
You know there's like rules there. Like literally my goal in life.
Canada's so beautiful. It can be any city anywhere.
Yeah. For real.
It's like New York, but also a farm. Lots of Law and Orders filmed there.
Ronnie, think about the best movie ever made while I go upstairs. Perhaps Lee Daniels, the butler. Score it on your bingo card. Okay. Bye, guys. I'll be right back. I got to pee. Ronnie's sinking. Okay. So, Ronnie, hi. This is Molly McAleer speaking live from my apartment. Drunk, kind of AF. No, I'm fine. I'm buzzed. I would say I have a solid buzz on.
Atta girl.
Do you want to know what this means?
What?
I've been drinking less.
Atta girl.
Because I've probably had 2.5 glasses of wine, and like, honey, I'm a little like housewife turnt right now. I'm a little like, okay.
Well, it's this time of night, and I'm not drinking, so I think that means I deserve a fucking medal.
Who didn't replace the Swiffer? Who didn't take the Swiffer off the Swiffer? Okay, so can I get from you your all-time favorite movie?
Of all time.
Yeah, like you think the finest film ever made.
Soap Dish.
Okay. So Soap Dish is a 1.
Yeah.
Mother May I Sleep with Danger, starring Tori Spelling, is a fat five.
Okay.
A big fat five for this
okay.
movie.
Okay.
Is this movie closer to Soap Dish or Mother May I Sleep with Danger? Acting.
This is closer to Mother May I Sleep with Danger. Okay, I would like say where? 4 or 5.
You think it's a 4?
Yeah. This is yeah. pretty class.
Well, because it's like a lot of these characters were in different movies. I will say that, yes. like, Ramona, I actually think Ramona gave me the most.
Yes. Well, Ramona did the most, I think, with her hair acting. So I'm going to give it to
and
Ramona.
And also nut bar acting.
Yes. Also the skinny guy with, like, a creepy fetish. And Mr. Johnson waiting outside the bathroom. Like, there was a lot I liked.
I liked the glove compartment, like, close-up cutaway. Like, I think her hand did a great job opening up the glove compartment in that
I
scene.
Think the nut bars did a great job.
Yeah, the nut bars fell in a heavenly way. So, underreaction. Something happened, and the character completely underreacted. Literally, for me...
let's see. Underreacted.
I thought the broken leg was a big underreaction from the entire family.
True.
Because they were like, oh, you blew your college scholarship because some girl fell on your leg. Like, we're not going to go fucking Irish beat the shit out of these girls. Like, okay. Like,
well,
whatever.
The queen of underreaction is Caroline Ray. Like, literally, she never moves her face.
She's
and
like,
her bun stayed in place. Her wispy bun stayed in place the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to give... I mean, Soap Dish is not underreaction at all.
Mike underreacted a lot. He'd be like, so what? You're busy?
Oh, God. The boyfriend? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all know how he got his job. He was cute, though. I mean, he wasn't given a lot.
For me,
I'm
going to
just
like
say middle
three.
Of the road for an underreaction.
This is a fat three. Big fat three. So, overreactions. Like, anything where you were like, babe, are you okay?
Like, I have to say no. I have to say this is one of the most vanilla acted shows I've seen, right?
It was pretty straightforward. I will say that, like... I think that sometimes when I'm going to go and redo the scale for season 3, if you guys make it happen at patreon.com/NMISWP, if you go make that happen, I'm going to go ahead and say that I think overreactions and jokes fall a lot more in the same category than I realized the first time around, as well as I ordered Caesar salad from a guy named Sid. Like that, like music is a big deal.
I mean, nobody reacted
these
to that.
These musics are a big deal to me. Okay, overreactions 1 to 5. What do you give that?
I don't think there was any overreacting. Do you? I mean, I love
yes,
this movie. I hate to say
this entire movie was an overreaction.
I don't think anybody even showed
any... She's
like,
Mom, you got diabetes? I'm fucking going to kill myself.
I know, but like a normal overreaction would be like beating your child or like sobbing. Like even when she heard that video of like, my mom's disgusting and she's a blob. I don't want to turn into her. Caroline Ray was like, I'm really upset. And then like kind of slammed the door silently.
My mom would have pulled the fucking baseball bat out from behind her bed and beat the shit out of me.
Girl, my mom
would have
hit me with her hands, a fly swatter, a wooden spoon.
So that's what I'm saying. When you go and you cry in the bathroom like the little bitch you are, Caroline Ray, yeah, you heard me.
Yeah. My mom would beat me and then sob for real and break things and act like she the victim.
Mm-hmm. So that was not a lot. So
yeah, so comparatively, I know I'm comparing
Caroline
Ray to my mom.
You know what? I'm
going to
comment on this and say I'm going
to
give this a 3 as well.
Yeah, even though I love this movie, I have to give the overreact. Even when Ramona got mad and like drove off in her car with that evil car look, that even wasn't too much to me.
Well, she did a lot of like,
it was reasonable.
Most of your script is literally quotes from Kaley Cuoco's IMDb page. Like, you literally have to realize
people are a mirror.
Okay, so like when you look in the mirror, you have to accept also that like things are a scale. What? So dialogue. Dialogue on a scale of Soap Dish to Mother May I Sleep with Danger. I mean, we're talking, we got zingers here, okay? We've got all
this. This was pretty good. I mean, we are saying, or I have said a million times, people are like a mirror. I mean, that was pretty good. And the cheese fries lines were pretty good.
I just thought of something. I need to have foreshadowing in the scale next year because the pig nose falling literally meant
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Well, also the title. Which kind of happened first?
Yeah, and concussed like me also as well. Like literally, by the way, I'm making that. If you guys are interested in making a student film, I have a backyard
to cuss like me. What'd you say?
Concussed, like me. Concussed, like yeah, me. we're gonna film an old school 1950s football thing, and then I'm gonna put on a vintage dress of mine, and then someone's gonna come down here and slap me, and I'm not gonna realize that it's the 1950s, and they're dealing with whatever it is that football stars have now.
Well, the 1950s is when they ate butter like Caroline Ray did in this. So I'm gonna give the dialogue a 5.
Let's sarcasmo.
The jokes, sarcasmo. Yeah, moo.
Moo. This is wide a 4. Load. I mean a 5. Like that's okay, a 5. Actually, yeah. This is a 5.
That's
right.
A 5. Yeah.
Okay. Wardrobe. So there's an overall.
I mean, V-neck. Seriously, V-neck light blue sweaters.
Everybody. Like your favorite store, Ross Dress for Less. Someone went into Ross Dress for Less and just fucking.
Girl, no. Ross would have like some zebra print.
The joint.
It would have been like.
They looted
Ross.
Ross
is not V-necks. Ross is like zebra print or like terrible muumuus, but they fit tight.
They were in Steve Irwin's personal hope chest for Bindi. And whatever the younger
okay,
ones
so
name
wardrobe.
Bindi and Lizard. What's the kid's name? It's like his name is something like that, right?
I don't know. He
it's
was
like,
just
it's like,
so
no,
like,
it's like iguana.
He
like,
was
it's
so aggro. He's like crocodiles. I was like,
yeah,
stop
like,
it. Get out of here.
Like,
yeah,
can't.
I couldn't with him.
Okay, so for wardrobe, I'm going to give this like a 3 because it made me sad.
Me too, but I think that was the point. They're like, look, doughy white people.
Okay.
I was like, okay. Okay. So I'll say 4.
Oh, well, no, that's closer to soap dish, then.
No, 1 is closer to soap dish.
Oh, okay, you know the scale. Okay,
yeah. Oh, yeah,
people
girl,
fight this
soap
up,
dishes,
so you want to give this a 4.
I mean, soap dish
fat,
have turbans
a big
and soap opera
4.
Clothes. Yeah.
Okay, so we have wigs and weaves, which really only in this I would give to wigs and weaves, I would say Kaylee's under dye.
Well, this was a 5 for me.
Oh, because it's offensive.
It's very Lifetime, yeah.
Everything was like Mike had that like JTT hair.
Yeah,
where it's like if you just went like this, you'd be like,
and that was like
do
his
I
real hair.
Fuck you! What's going on?
Yeah, they
okay.
made people do their real hair. I feel like Caroline Ray put that wispy bun up one time and just stayed in her trailer like
Ronnie,
that for 3 weeks.
I'm gonna tell you something. Are we about to like fucking clear the game for this? Okay, I think we might. Literally, this might be the number.
This
one.
This is a classic.
Well, because the next category is makeup.
Oh, well, makeup's, yeah, a 5.
I mean,
for sure. I mean,
the makeup's
makeup?
A 5.
Yeah, the makeup is a 5. Because even when
shit.
She ripped off her face, she Fuck. Only ripped off, like, the beard part.
Here's where we're going to start to make up for stuff. Okay, so crying. There was no big crying jag. Like, even when Kaylee Cuoco was laying on her, like, Mexican sombrero
No, she was
pillow.
Too much of a cold bitch to cry. She would never cry.
No.
She's too
like,
horrible to
so
cry.
So we're going
to
give this a
Caroline
1.
Ray didn't
Caroline
even cry.
Caroline Ray
I mean,
had to go in the bathroom to cry.
Yeah. Okay, and probably
like,
just
you,
like ate a Tootsie
a
Roll in
there. A self-soothing child. Yeah. No, leave yourself like
no, she didn't cry.
Cry in public like the rest of us.
Caroline Ray never cries.
Victimization of the female character. Now,
oh my God,
I thought
girl.
About this a lot, and to me, the female character is Ramona. That's all I was thinking about. I was like, Allie, like I was like,
well, every guy was fucking about, terrible.
Like, so we watched revenge porn with Ben.
Yeah,
and Ben and I realized that like. It wasn't the teen that was being revenge porn that was the victim. It was the mom that was like standing up being like, you were revenge porned and that should be illegal.
Oh, like she was the real hero.
We figured out like, yeah, we were like, they probably recut this for American eyes. And we're like, okay, we're going to take out all the parts where like the mom is like establishing herself and we're just going to like cut in the daughter being a slut and then the mom saving the day. And the mom's a real victim because she gets bullied by all the other moms. Because they're like, so what? Your daughter's a whore. Deal with it.
Well, I'll tell you this much. Just getting older and watching as much Lifetime I do and being in much real life as I am, moms are always the real victim, okay? Like, no matter okay. what we think our moms might have done,
the
or nut
bar might
for,
be the victim in here, honey. The
our
cheese
parents
fry?
Put up with us, okay? Do you know anybody who made their parents' life easy? The mom is the victim. And when your daughter's doing some revenge porn shit, how do you think that makes the mom feel?
She's I think like, I made my mom's life a lot better. What would that burnout have done?
My mom is the victim. I'm with you on revenge porn.
I'm the Shauna's like literally so beautiful and great. I literally like don't I just needed to make the joke, but like literally like come on, you're gonna call malls the not highlight? Come on.
I know. Good luck without me.
Okay, Rhonda. I can't get on a plane without getting free Tito's. Okay, I feel so guilty about my popularity. I gotta buy a Heineken for the elderly man next to me. That's how popular I am. I get a fat like me my way out of this free drink situation. So
that bitch never got anything free. She probably had to pay for her own cheese fries. I think that's major victimization. Now,
okay,
people
no,
weren't,
so crying,
the women were
we're
very
give,
strong.
Let's give crying
and
a one because it's shit. Crying
oh, I thought this
shit.
Was victimization.
No, we skipped over crying. Crying's a one. It's nothing.
Yeah, crying that. Yeah, but soap dish, they did cry.
But oh, no,
I'm getting confused.
But not like, but not bad Tori Spelling
right,
crying.
Right.
Where it's
right.
like,
she's like Chewbacca crying.
Yeah,
okay,
she's
yeah.
sloth crying.
Yes.
Like Baby Ruth.
I don't mean she looks like that. I just
I
mean she has
honestly,
that cry.
The irony of the fact that I snort laugh in a movie where I'm obsessed with the pig
I've
nose
snorted
that falls
the whole
downstairs.
Time and also oink, had like oink. Heaving pneumonia laugh.
Yeah, and also, by the way, the only toys that Wags has been playing with besides tonight, and by the way, you should see, he has a lamb chop shoved.
Still ready to bite
your oh, he's
ready
by the shit
out of
me. He has a lamb chop shoved over his nose, and he has literally a Christmas donut covering his asshole. Okay, this is what. Sammy, can you take a picture of this, of the lamb chop with the Christmas asshole? This is literally. And by the way, he's only been playing with pig toys. So today I was singing to a song today. I was like, my name's Wagenstaff. I got two pigs. Oink, 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 oink. I got four oinks, two pigs.
On the scale of
my
two
name's
pigs.
Susan and I got a Sid. What?
Oh, my God. Okay, what's the
victimization.
Oh, victim. We're back to victimization. Are you no wearing... one, all the women were victimized, but they also victimized each other. So fuck this show.
Okay.
Middle of the road.
Three. Font.
Font. Okay. Well, I watched this with Dutch subtitles, so it was like, ma'am!
So the actual font, like I literally would say, reminded me of a Jason Biggs movie circa 1997, which is close to real for Lifetime. So
I feel
like this is like a three.
Okay, I'll go with you on the threes.
This might be like Ronnie. This might be our highest rated movie of the season. I'm actually terrified.
I mean, it's a classic movie. I will never forget it.
Sammy, what's our score for this movie?
34.
34. Okay, I don't know what we've done this season. Let me check really quick. I haven't checked anything. I don't look. I'm just trying to hang on. My literal goal every day is to be hanging on, baby. Oh, I just found the scale. I was very wrong. Okay, so the last update we have is 29.5. We did for Killer Assistant got a 35.5.
What did?
Killer Assistant.
Fuck that. That's not a classic. I've never even heard of that.
It's
okay,
really
let's go
good.
Back and give Steph more points so
it's
we can win.
It's actually like really wrong. What I will tell you is that I've heard from a lot of people that when they're dealing with a hard time or a struggle in their life, that they listen to the Jodi Arias episode because it's not only the first episode of patreon.com/MMISWP, but it's us. And like, so I've had you back twice on both seasons because you're my number one boo. Like,
you're my
like,
baby,
and girl. And also no one like will get this like you where you're just like, yeah, like I fucking cried today and I wore my Crocs over your house. Like, that's so me. Like, it's like, no, like literally if you were doing this podcast at your house, I don't want to say I would show up in prosthesis with like fat in a fat suit, but I definitely would take the Forever Lazy I'm planning on wearing for Halloween and fill it full of like stuffing from Joann Fabrics and show up to your house like that. You can find Ronnie Karam on Watch What Crappens. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Also go to at Ronnie Karam on Twitter. You can go to Batchley Feels. What's it called? Oh,
Rose Pricks.
Rose Pricks.
And also Watch What Crappens is on tour.
Okay, they're on
San
tour.
San Fran, November 4th, and then I don't know where. Go,
and by the way, their
com.
Live show in LA was lit.
That was so, they've all been so much fucking fun.
And do you want to know what's been really fun? It's been so fun. And then also I bought your magnets. I bought your poetry magnets. But what I will tell you is that you had these Mike and Ikes. Okay.
Oh, yes. Those were, someone gave me those at the show and they were a new flavor to me. What were they?
So they're
what
called
the flavor?
Magic Mix. And they what I good. Did, so yeah. I went on Amazon and I, you know, I played the fool. Like, I bought those shits for $199. No. $9.99. No, I'm lying.
$9.99
for two boxes. Girl, you better get a
blowjob from Mike and Ike.
That's what I'm saying. And by the way, did you know Mike and Ike are gay?
No, but it makes sense. They got gay married.
They got gay married, and then they got divorced, and then they got remarried, and everyone was really excited for Mike and Ike. It was like a news item.
They're so talented with their candy making. That kind was good, and then I had sweet and sour recently. Amazing.
So, anyway, listen to me. So then I went on DollarTree.com.
That's a thing.
I find the Mike and Ike mix and match. 99 cents a pop. I got 24 boxes coming to this house. Guess who's going to be eating Mike and Ike's mix and matches in Japan? Where are they? Your girl. They're on DollarTree.com. You guys, I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening to Mother May Sing with Podcast. This will probably not be the last episode, but if it is, I'm going to try and do mini episodes anyway because I know a lot of people want to come on and talk in half an hour form, and I can get them to my house. I think I might even be able to get the guy from I Know My Name is Steven over here to do that.
Yeah, so next time I want the steward from the airline.
Yeah, so we're... Oh, Tommy?
Tommy.
No, I was talking about a Star of a Lifetime movie, but also Tommy will have to. Anyway, you guys, love you so much. Thank you for listening. Sorry for everything I've done. And Sammy.
No, never.
Sammy Junio, thank you for joining us for our final three episodes of the season. Steven Ray Morris, I love you so much. I love your mustache. Love your face. Love everything you do. Proud of you. Ronnie, proud of you.
Sassed with you.
Also, sassed with you. Sassed with you. Wags, you're having part of your jaw removed in the morning. And I'm paying a lot of money for it. So, better not bite me tonight. Okay.
Moo.
Moo. Thank you for listening to Mother May I Sleep With Podcast. If you liked what you heard, make sure you're subscribed in iTunes, Acast, or wherever you're listening to this right now. Want to help support the show? We've got a Patreon for that. Patreon.com/MMISWP. If you can't donate but still want to help, we always appreciate a 5-star review in the iTunes store with some kind words or passing this podcast on to your friends. You can find all of our social media pages and keep up with our ranking system by visiting MotherMayISleepWithPodcast.com. Thank you to our producers, Stephen Ray Morris and Nicole Matthew, and of course you for going on this weird journey with us. Until next time, I'm Molly McAleer.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.